Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
I'm back. I'm here. I made it on time. And once again, I'm reloaded. Let's get it. You dig? K100 Internet Radio. You dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Gonna have a pretty good wild episode that we're gonna have. Not really wild. Actually, this episode is kind of serious. You feel me? Not even necessarily serious. I don't know. This is going to be a good episode. Hell with it. Episode 172. You feel me? But it's still going to be an interesting conversation. And it's a conversation that a lot of people, a lot of people that's, hold on a second, I'm doing something. Yeah. A lot of people that have an opinion on. Just about everybody has an opinion on. If you don't have an opinion on this, like if you don't care either way or something, you know what I'm saying? Then you're just one of these people who just don't take probably anything serious, I guess, at the end of the day. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You're one of these people who walk around thinking that living in la-la land, you know what I'm saying, who don't understand how important certain things, you know what I mean? How important certain things are in life. And, you know what I'm saying, you don't really pay attention to your surroundings, I guess you could say. You feel what I'm saying? All right, but we'll get to that. You feel me? We'll get to that. I'm sending out some messages right now. I didn't even do my text message today. I got so wrapped up, man. I didn't even send out my text message blast. You feel me? But, oh, whatever. Everybody knows what time I come on by now, which is Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. You feel what I'm saying? That's the set schedule for the show, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The number to dial into the show is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You dig? We're going to have a pretty good show coming on for tonight. You feel me? End of days. That's what we're going to be talking about. We're talking about, like, how's it all going to end. We've got earthquakes happening. We've got some nice terrorist attacks, wars. All kinds of stuff, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And so, with that being said, hold on a second. Yeah, with that being said, people always, like, you know, when something happened, like the thing that happened over in Japan happened, people always start talking about, oh, it's the end of the world, you know what I'm saying? When people die like that, you know, they had the tsunami over there in India, wherever it was, you know. Oh, it's the end of the world. Hurricane Katrina, oh, it's the end of the world. Earthquake in Haiti, oh, it's the end of the world. A million reasons why people just say shit's going to end. And I'm like, okay, unless I'm mistaken, we've had earthquakes since forever. Hurricanes since forever. We've had tsunami since forever. We've had an ice age. We've had celestial events that we don't even know about because our ass wasn't even on the planet when it happened. Yet and still, this big blue rock is still here. Still here, still twirling around. Been twirling around for a long-ass time. But when certain things happen, people feel like, oh, it's the end of the world. You know, it's going to, you know, this is the end of days. It's a sign of the times. You feel what I'm saying? And so that's what I'm going to be talking about on the show tonight. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, like, belittle people's belief in whatever they believe, whatever they choose to believe will be the ultimate end of the world. I'm just saying, pump your brakes. I mean, people have been saying it's the end of days forever. before America was even made, when people, when the bubonic plague popped off, people thought that was the end of the world. End. You couldn't tell people in Europe that this was not the end of the freaking world. So that's what we, you know. But of course, we're still here. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Episode 172, to end the day. But first, like I always do at the beginning of the show, I got to remind everybody, K100 Internet Radio, which is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. You feel what I'm saying? We do music around these parts. We're a talk first / music indie station. So this show is a talk show format. It's going to be really hard going and through here. Now, we do music. We've got the label popping. We got the project in the street. We got the music circulating. We get ready to drop more stuff from Chainless Entertainment. And the K100 arm is another way of platform to get what we like to talk about and issues that we like to address out in the open. All right? Now, of course, you know, I'm Blizzum. I'm the host. I'm also the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. I'm also an artist, a hip-hop artist, and a producer and an engineer myself. So with that being said, if you're an artist and you know anyone else that's an artist, if you want to get your music played on K100 Internet Radio, send it to me at k100radio@gmail.com. I've been getting some questionable submissions lately. Questionable. And I haven't played it yet because I haven't had a chance to. I've been talking about shit that has absolutely nothing to do with your music. And the way it kind of works is I try to, for the most part. If I'm just talking about general bullshit, then I can play a song about whatever. But when you send me a song about black power, black movement, I can't play it in the middle of the episode when I'm talking about sex. And if you send me something for the club, I can't play it in the middle of a show called End of Days. So it's kind of been like iffy. Well, I've been getting some music in there, you know. But one thing about it, you artists got to keep hitting me up. Keep reminding me to play your music, all right? Keep hitting me up. Keep reminding me to play music, all right? And I'll get you on. But the email is to send it to the show. It's k100radio@gmail.com. Letter K, the word radio. I mean, the letter K, the number 100, the word radio. k100radio@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. Even though I have no clue why I'm still on MySpace. But I am. It's one. But we're on Facebook, all right? Like our fan page at facebook.com/K100Radio. Please do that. I mean, all the thousands of people who listen to this show, and I only got a couple of hundred people who like the fan page on Facebook. What the hell, man? Come on! I need the numbers up there. I know y'all on Facebook. I know all y'all on Facebook. I got way more than a couple hundred people that listen to this show. That have listened to this show. Just like the page. It only takes a second. Facebook.com/K100Radio. Just do a search. K100. When you see the middle finger, that's up. But if you still happen to use MySpace, I take it how I can get it. So MySpace.com/K100Radio. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum. B-L-I-Z-M. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum. B-L-I-Z-M. Do it now. We're also on the iTunes store up under the podcast section. We're also in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. All right? So, make sure you check us out in the iTunes store. Download your old episodes of K100 Radio. You can get that two ways. If you miss the show, that, like I said, we air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. If you can't catch the show live during that time, you got two ways that you can get the replay. blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official show page on Blog Talk Radio for the show. And I'm getting ready to start a whole website where K100 has its own independent site that you go and get everything from, but that's in the works. But right now, you go straight to blogtalkradio.com/K-100. You can get it there, or check us out in iTunes, all right? In the iTunes store up under the podcast section. We're official podcast in iTunes, all right? So check us out. Either way, all right? If you got iTunes, you know how to do that. I'm not going to go into the whole spiel. It's a free subscription. That's all I can tell you. It's free to get the podcast both ways. There is no charge for K100 right now. Right now. Keyword is right now. We get the sponsorship package up. You feel what I'm saying? And popping. That's going to all change. So you might want to get in on the ground level. You feel me? And we are making moves. You feel what I'm saying? We are making moves. All right? So, let me see. Did I cover all the bases? Email, MySpace. Yeah. That's it. That's pretty much it. All right, episode 172. Woo! I knew it was something. Something was in the back of my mind, like, Blizzard, you ain't saying something. It's Monday! Monday!
Yeah!
Monday!
Yeah!
Mashing motherfucking Mondays on K100 Internet Radio. All right? All right? Hold on a second. All right. Sending out text messages as we speak, too. The mass text that I always do. Okay. So, y'all hit me up. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and go into the synopsis. All right, hold on. Oh, yeah, but you know what it is. If this is your first time listening to the show, my bad. I'm being kind of rude. I'm actually, like, texting in the middle of a conversation, but this is business, all right? All right? Hold on. All right. And, all right. Okay. Now. All right, so now. I'm good. So I was just sitting at the last attempt. Because sometimes my people, some of my people, they kind of hood. All right? They don't have the internet. They don't have Facebook. But they rock with the show. So they be like, man, Shawty, text me, Shawty. You know, if you don't text me, let me know, man. I don't be on the internet like that. We don't get no internet updates. I ain't on no Twizzlers. No, for real. One of my homeboys said, man, I ain't got no Twizzlers. Homie, it's 2011, homie. I love you, dog. I told you I was going to put you on blast about that. It's 2011, homie. I ain't saying you got to be an IT tech genius, but come on, homie. Come on, man. A Twizzler? Come on, man. You're like the same age as me, man. I mean, you got to know what Twitter is. You got to step up to the times, homie. You got to, come on. Come on! Ah. All right. Okay. Let's see here. So. All right. Hey, here we go. Episode 172. I'm a little disorganized today. Besides the fact that I just got a late start doing the show. You know what messed me up? The time change. Normally when I start my show, it's pitch black. Because it starts at 8 p.m. Eastern. And it's dark outside. So I kind of like got off track with the time and everything. You feel me? I wasn't really paying attention to what time it was. I was in there fooling around with my son and stuff. And it's like all daylight outside. And I'm like, hey, I'm good. I look up and it's like, oh, shit. It's 7:45. And so... I had to set up the show and get everything together. So that's why I was running a little bit behind time. But we're here now. I'm good. I'm in the building. I got my drink with me. I got my people with me. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. And we're going to have an interesting discussion tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and break it down. Let's jump into it. The synopsis reads as follows. Episode 172, The End of Days. There have been quite a few natural disasters and man-made disasters since the turn of this century. All right, you got when you think about it, just before I go any further, when you think about it, if you just sum up in the last, 10 years, you feel me, we've had 9/11, Hurricane Katrina, earthquake in Haiti, tsunami in India, the shit in Japan, you feel me, and a couple of other things, you know what I'm saying, rising climate, changing climate. You feel what I'm saying? The quote-unquote near miss from the comet that no one ever really talks about, but it wasn't really close in all things being considered, but it was closer than one ever came to the Earth since we've been on the planet, since we know it about. So it's been a couple of different things and phenomenons that have happened that spark this kind of debate of what we're talking about on the show tonight. Like I said, massive earthquakes and hurricanes, terrorist attacks, all that. It's a dangerous place that we live in right now. This little blue planet that's spinning around at a couple million miles per hour, that's going even faster around our solar system. You feel me? No, reverse that. You know what I'm saying? Spinning a couple million miles around our solar system even faster on its axis. You feel what I'm saying? But the stuff that we're talking about besides 9/11 and all the wars, we got wars going on and, you know, we got all the stuff that's happening in all these third world countries. You know what I'm saying? The Middle East is changing rapidly, which is, you know, the area that the Bible was set in. And so when people see all of these things happening, you know what I'm saying, the liberation of all these Middle Eastern countries and stuff like that, and all the natural occurrences, they start talking about the end of time, Armageddon. Now, we all know that at some point, this big blue rock called Earth will cease to exist. That is not up for argument. That is a fact. It's gonna stop. People are going to stop existing on the planet. Human beings are going to cease to exist. All this kind of stuff is going to happen, all right? We just don't know when. We just don't know the how. That's the only thing. We know it's going to happen, but when and how are the questions. Much like how the Earth and the people who act, and like Earth and human beings actually got here, is a constant debate. A constant debate. You're going to have the people who believe in evolution. You got the people who believe in aliens put us here. And you got people who believe in God. Okay? Know what? I know I don't want to argue with you people tonight on the show. I really don't. So I'm going to assume for the episode that we're talking about tonight, we're just going to go with, you don't really know, because you don't freaking know. Your faith does not constitute fact. You don't know. Unless you sat down and had a beer with God lately, and he told you the whole story, I don't want to hear it with you. Okay, look. I can't go back and forth with you about that. So you don't absolutely 100% know. You just believe. That's what it's all about. It's called faith. All right? But we're going to go with the fact that no one really truly knows. And that is a fact. You don't freaking know. Okay? Stop it. You don't know. An atheist doesn't know. A Scientologist doesn't know. No one knows. It's all speculation. Because no one was here. All right? So like I said, much like the Earth and the people who got here, the constant debate, the way it all ends is debatable. Now, of course, just like anything else, you got conspiracy theories, science, religion, all that kind of stuff. They play huge roles into forming your opinion on what's to come, what's in store for us as mankind. All right? I actually don't know how it will end. And I suspect that I will have long been deceased when it does. I don't think the end of the world is going to happen while I'm alive. That's just my personal belief. I don't know that. It could end tomorrow. It could end tomorrow. I don't know that to be a fact. I'm just telling you what I believe. Just like I don't know 100% ironclad that we didn't come from monkeys. I don't know that 100%. But I just don't believe we did. But then again, I wasn't there. So this is my whole point about the show. All right? We don't know. But the question is still interesting. You feel me? The question is still interesting to me. It's just as interesting as how we got here, how we're all in, intrigues my interest greatly. Even though I feel like I'll be long dead and gone when it happens. All right? When we use words like Armageddon, we are in fact bringing religion and a host of other things into the mix. The quote-unquote doomsday devices that have been built by the hands of mankind, like nuclear weapons and stuff like that, and actually greenhouse gases and all this other stuff that are doing of us, they just add another bean in the bucket of possibilities that could happen, the way this thing could pan out. You feel me? And then, of course, we have the hard science answers, like a comet strike, asteroid strike, you feel me, that could wipe out life if we know what we know. For a fact that has happened, one, an extinction level event has happened on this planet more than once. Something has hit this planet with such force it caused all life on the planet to cease, and it could happen again. A solar flare that incinerates our atmosphere from the sun, very strong possibility. All right, all of these things are scientific in nature, but these are things that since we have come so long in our evolution as a species, we know to be fact. We know about our environment. Just like we know we breathe oxygen, we know we need water to live, we know you need lift, drag, and thrust to fly a plane, we know that bacteria exists. I mean, all these things that we didn't know hundreds of years ago, we know they exist now. So I don't want to hear the people who try to talk down the scientific tone of my debate tonight. All right? Because if you're going to have this conversation, you got to open up. You got to be open to just the possibility of everything. You feel what I'm saying? You can't just say, just because you believe in God, that the only way the earth is going to end, you feel what I'm saying, is when Jesus come back. Which might be true. You might be right. The only way the earth is going to end takes place and all that, you feel me? That might be actually just how it happens. You feel what I'm saying? You might be right. You dig? But the thing about it is, you can't, for the sake of this debate, tell me that you know that that's 100% how it's going to happen, because you fucking don't know. I don't know. It's all speculation. You feel me? And that's why I asked one of the questions that I asked. So I'm going to go ahead and jump down to it. Let me go ahead and get to the questions for episode 172. Now, question number one for all my callers. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. All right. Question number one. Do you think that we are living in the end times? Do you think that we are living right now, currently, in the end times? That means the world as we know it will cease to exist. Excuse me. The world that we know it will cease to exist in your lifetime. You will witness it with your own eyes. All right? You will witness it with your own eyes, the ending of the world, so to speak. All right? Maybe not the ending of the earth, but the ending of life on the planet and us as a species. All right? Because something can come and kill all of us, and the big blue rocks still be spinning like dinosaurs. You feel what I'm saying? All right? But that's the question that I have for you for tonight. Question number two. How do you think the end of civilization as we know it will come about? Asteroid 2012, Armageddon, the rapture, you know, you feel me? A disease, nuclear war. How do you think? What's the one that you feel like is probably going to be the one that really jumps off for people in this argument? All right. Question number three. Do you think that natural disasters are just a part of living on Earth, or a sign of the end of the world? All right, you feel me? Do they pose some sort of sign? This is my thing right here. This is my thing with this question right here. This CT, and the reason why I'm having the show, because I've been watching the footage of the shit that happened in Japan, just like I watched the footage of the shit that happened in Haiti, just like I watched the footage of the shit that happened in Katrina, just like I watched the footage of the shit that happened in 9/11, and countless other things that happened throughout the course of humankind, where people always said, "This is the it. This is the end." I can only imagine, and it's documented, it's well documented, but I can only imagine the sheer panic and sheer end of days, the world is about to end theory, when the bubonic plague happened in Europe. Oh my freaking God. I thought those motherfuckers were running around like it's really just they didn't even, because back then they didn't even have a clue about bacteria or anything, like they didn't even understand the whole scientific aspect of it. You feel what I'm saying? But I bet you couldn't tell a motherfucker back then that the world wasn't finna end. I bet you. And it's actually, I ain't gotta bet you nothing. I know for a fact, because it's well documented. So many, with the power of the church and everything, how it was in Europe back then, you know what I'm saying? People really just thought it was just, people were dying. They didn't know why. People were held up in churches, steadily spreading disease to each other, coughing it all over each other and shit. You feel what I'm saying? The rats, you know, the rats, the trend. But the whole point I'm trying to make is, you couldn't probably tell. It's like somebody right now telling me, looking at all the stuff that's going on in nature right now, and trying to tell me, yeah, this is the end of the world. Motherfucker, they said that shit 1,000 years ago about some shit that happened 1,000 years ago, and this motherfucker's still here. We still fucking here. We've had famines, plagues, diseases, natural disasters, all kind of shit that we've had 1,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, B.C., damn it, and we still here. So, when you see a natural disaster, a series of natural disasters, do you think that it's the end of times or something? I don't, when I see a hurricane fuck up somebody, I'm not thinking it's the end of the world, shorty. Fuck out of here. Fuck that. It was a fucking hurricane. People died. It happened throughout the course of this damn planet. It's called a cycle of weather. I don't know what the hell to tell you. The planet is the planet sits on faults. We have earthquakes. We're on a tectonic plate, and it's floating on top of a bed of magma. It shifts. It moves. We have earthquakes. We know this. All of a sudden, one earthquake, and the world is ending. Or two earthquakes, the world is ending. Question number four. That just annoys me to no end. Question number four. Can you believe in creationism, which means you believe in God, and not believe in Armageddon in the text of the word? Like, you don't believe that. Can you believe in God, but not believe that the world isn't going to end until the clouds are parted and the angels come down to the earth, and there's a big epic battle on this planet between good and evil? Like, think like it's a high chance of a solar flare breaking off our damn atmosphere, and we fucking all just cooked to death in an instant. Cause that could happen. You should watch Discovery Channel every now and again, people. 347-934-0966. Let's get it. Should be interesting. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. First up, my homie Rasky Rawls. What it do, homie?
What it do?
What it do, man? Thanks for calling the show, you dig. I knew you'd want to chime in on this particular episode.
You knew that.
Without a doubt. And I'm glad that you called and you feel me. I'm pretty sure we're not gonna see eye to eye on everything about this particular episode tonight, but we will see eye to eye on something. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm gonna go ahead and jump into the questions. Oh, by the way, my homie Rasky Rawls is debuting his show tonight. Tell him what you got going on, Rasky.
I got a TV show called Rasky TV, Thinking Outside the Box, on Ustream, 9:00 Central Standard Time. Tonight's topic is social network etiquette. You know, there's a lot of don'ts that we shouldn't do while we online. It's not just for y'all, this is for us, because I'm guilty of it too.
Right.
You're breaking up, homie. You're breaking up.
Oh, I thought that was your phone. Hello?
I'm here. What's good?
All right. I thought that was your phone. But, one thing I'd like to say before I even get into this show, it's also Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. Y'all got to remind me not to forget that. If you want to vent. One thing that a recent friend of mine told me somebody did was they got their phone number off Facebook and called their phone.
I got that covered.
Facebook don't mean that they want you to have any of them. I mean, you should know by now about Facebook's privacy shit. They don't give a shit about your privacy. And so if you get text messages and shit like that from your phone, I mean, to your phone from Facebook, and your number is available unless you go in there and change it. But that don't mean you can just arbitrarily just call a motherfucker phone out of the blue or text them like, I got your number on Facebook. Motherfucker, get my number from me. Now, you can inbox me on Facebook, but don't get my fucking phone number off Facebook and call me. What the fuck? Who does that? So that's one you should cover. Make sure you cover that one on the show. I'm going to try to jump on, though, on your show and check you out tonight. Well, all right, let's get into it. Episode 172. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. So, Rasky Rawls. All right, homie. Do you think we're living in the end times? Meaning the world will end in your lifetime?
I believe it's going to end in my lifetime, but I don't think we have hit the pinnacle of when all the prophecies will be fulfilled. I don't think we have hit that yet. I think we're tipping the scale. I don't think we have hit it yet, but I think we're going to see it in our lifetime, or in my lifetime. Unless I die early, you know, I might get called. You know what I'm saying? God might call me early. You know what I'm saying? But if I live to see some more years, you know what I'm saying? I feel that, yeah, sooner than later.
Okay, more sooner than later. Now tell me, of course, why do you feel that way? Why do you feel like the earth will end? Because you got to think about it. Before you answer this, take this into consideration. And everybody on the phone line, everybody on the internet listening, take into consideration that mankind has seen far worse times as far as natural disasters. We've seen far worse times as being a barbaric-ass species. Everything. You feel what I'm saying? So it's not like, you know, what you see going on in the world right now is the worst time that mankind has actually evolved to become actually a better person, better people for the most part. You feel what I'm saying? It's not worse as it was back in the 17th century shit. Crusades and shit. So why do you feel like right now, in your lifetime, is the time that's going to end then?
I'm not even going to go with the natural disasters. From my beliefs, personally, it's written. And it's written that whenever we'll have another pope. Now, I don't think it's going to be this pope, but the next pope after this one is going to sit on the throne in Jerusalem. They're building the temple that he's supposed to sit on now. When he sit on that throne, he'll be able to perform miracles and everything else. That's when, around the time when Jesus is supposed to come back, it's written. So they already started building that temple. They just started building that temple already.
What
it's
temple?
Not just a natural. It's a what temple up in Jerusalem.
What is that? What does that temple mean? What temple? How do you know it's that temple?
It's King Solomon's temple. It's the same temple that King Solomon built before. They just started building it against the heaven. They have it beef over it right now because the exact location is where the Muslims have the, you know, the dome that they showed when they had the UFO light over it recently. And that was a UFO. Exactly where that dome sits is exactly the same landing spot where the temple used to be. So they're having beef over that right now too over there in the Middle East. But they done already started gathering everything to start to build a temple.
You know, I mean, so but I'm saying, so you're basing your belief that
me personally.
Even if you believe everything, this is my point. Even if you believe everything the Bible says, there's been countless other things that you can say this is in the Bible years before. And the earth is still here. There have been other events in history that you could easily read the Bible, decipher, and tie it into that particular point in time where they thought the same thing. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, I can't personally know. I cannot read into the Bible and see the same thing they saw. Because there's a lot of shit that I'm learning in the Bible that I've been taught my whole life was all lies. So you know what I'm saying? For me personally, no.
What do you mean personally?
I can only speak for myself. So I'm saying I can only speak for myself. Like in the Bible, it doesn't say the thing about going to heaven. It don't say we go to heaven. They say God will come back to earth and be amongst his people. He will be God amongst men, not men amongst God. We don't go up there like they say when you die. Oh, you're going to heaven. You never came from heaven, so are you going back to somewhere you never came from? You came from the earth. When you die, you die. Tell the damn resurrection. But if you ask somebody else that, they're going to tell you when you die, you go to heaven. Well, I ain't come from heaven, so how do I go to heaven? How do I go back to heaven?
Okay. So you think that, but again, and you're going to be like most of the people that call the show, you think that we're living in the end times because you believe what the Bible say. But I'm trying to get people who use that and say that to show me what in the Bible specifically is supposedly happening right now that hasn't happened a couple of times than we can count in history.
Well, I'm not saying about the natural disasters. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you said the temple, but I'm like,
Yeah, but they never built that before. Now let's get that correct. They never started to assemble that till now. That has never gone on. Never.
Okay.
That's never going on.
I mean, we still got to go. If you go by the Bible, we got to go through the Antichrist and all that. None of that. This guy hasn't emerged. This world.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like I said, it ain't going to. But you know what? Okay.
These events need to be taking place right about now. Because it's going to take decades for them to unfold. And I'm not seeing anything that's just telling me the world is going to end right now based on that. If anything,
I said, but that right, my lifetime is not. When we speaking of lifetime, I'm looking on the elderly lifetime. I don't mean like it's going to happen before I turn 40. I'm 31.
I'm saying if I live to be 85 years old, I still think this damn planet's going to be spinning around on a rock the same way it's been doing right now. I may not. It may be a couple of countries that have fallen. Leaderships have fallen. America may not even last that long at the rate it's going. I don't know. Do I think human beings, the species of mankind, will be eradicated off the planet in my lifetime? I'm not there.
Rome's still got to fall again.
Well, Rome ain't even built back.
Rome still has to fall again.
Well, and you're telling me
Rome's
going to be
built
again in years? But you think that's happening in your lifetime? That's the question. That's why question number one is important. How? In your lifetime? That means less than 80 years because you already are an adult.
Yeah,
so less than 80 years will be built up and fall again. Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say Rome. The Vatican did it. The Vatican still is running everything. They still do run every fucking thing.
The Vatican is not
wrong to believe it. The Vatican is a part of that. Whether we want to believe they run it or not, they run it.
It's not wrong.
They run.
Okay. Okay. So you believe. Okay, let question number two then.
Yeah, how do you think that is all day?
I know. We will. And I got to. You know what I'm saying? How do you think the end of civilization as we know it will come about then? Are you going with the Armageddon in the Bible? God's going to come back?
When Jesus come back, that's it.
And that, what you mean that's it? What's going to happen to us?
It's going to be Armageddon. It ain't going to happen in, I think it's America. I forgot how to pronounce it. It's over there. Armageddon going to be over there in the Middle East.
Wait, stop. Now, this is what I'm saying. You saying Armageddon? This is what I be talking about. You saying what? Armageddon is going to be over there in the Middle East. If it's Armageddon in every sense of the word, the way it's described, and of course most of my people who listen to K100, even though they may be some freaks, they are religious. You feel what I'm saying?
Most of y'all are going to go.
With this theory that it's going to end in our lifetime, and we see in the end times now and all that, and which I'm still like, show me what it is that tells you that, besides a couple of earthquakes and a couple of wars and fights, but that and shit that has happened throughout our history of mankind. But even after you get past that, and I get the question too, and you say, how will it end? You say Armageddon. You say it's going to happen in the Middle East. Armageddon is going to be a global event based on what it's told in the Bible. It's going
to
be global.
See, everybody's going to flock. The Middle East. That's all about the temple being born. See, he's gonna be able to perform miracles and all that stuff.
Tell me, Raspy. This is what I'm trying to get people. Pay attention. Follow me. You mean to tell me in your lifetime, which is under 80 years, because you're an adult, so if it happens in your lifetime and you live to be 80, makes it about 60 years, because you're in your what? Late 20s or early 30s?
Early 30s.
So which means it's gonna be even less than that. About 50 years.
Yeah.
In 50 years, Rome is gonna fall. Everybody's gonna be wanting to flock to the Middle East to pray to some guy, this Antichrist, who's gonna save the world. All this is gonna happen in 50 years.
Not gonna happen.
Yes, sir.
I got a partner who believe like you believe. He said you don't think it's gonna happen all the time. I got one of my partners. Matter of fact, he and Scott, you know, group. Jamal Scott, he believe, he like, I don't think it's going to happen in our time. It's going to happen, but it ain't going to happen in our time. I think so.
What you're saying is going to happen, the things that have to happen for everything you said to come to pass in 50 years, 50 years, that is not our time. We've been on this planet for thousands.
Listen to this, too. You said a long time, but that ain't, you said not a long time, chick. God can do what he want when he want.
You have to put human beings and mankind into play in this discussion. You can't act like
why,
we ain't going to
have to put us in.
How are you going to convince millions of Americans and people all across the globe that some kind of massive, some kind of event or something that's going to happen over in the Middle East really, I mean, just the sheer scope of grand of how everything has to fall into play. That's not
to do it. They already got people brainwashed. There are people already so gone, it's a fucking shame.
Okay. All right.
People already
so
gone. You know they gone.
Okay. Let me ask you the next question. All right. Do you think these natural disasters are a sign, do you think natural disasters are just a part of living on Earth, or that they pose some sort of sign? Like when you see an earthquake or a flood or whatever, and I see some posting stuff now, you know what I'm saying? When these earthquakes, like what happened in Japan and Haiti and all that, when they happen, do you think that is just what happens on this planet? Earthquakes happen because we sit on a tectonic shelf that's floating on a bed of magma, so it shifts, and that's what the fuck happens, because that's where we live? Or is that something that is going to syndicate, is indicating the end of life?
I'm going to give it to you exactly how I thought about it, from the time I thought about it when it happened to what I thought about it like a day or two ago. When it happened, you know, my phone went to blowing up Twitter. So we was on Twitter all that morning. I didn't even go to sleep that night. So, you know, you heard of the machine HARP, right?
A what?
HARP. You ever heard of the machine called HARP?
Yeah, I heard of the HARP, yeah.
All right, so I was like, man, I wanted to be fucking with that machine again. You know, I had all my first thoughts. Uh-huh. Then, you know what I'm saying, after about a day or two passed, I said, shit, no matter whether the people fucking with the machine or not, if God don't allow it, it can't happen. I ain't saying it was the end of time, but I'm just saying he made it happen because he had a reason for it. It may not be the end of time. It was just...
You think God made the earthquake in Japan happen?
God make everything happen. Everything.
You think God made the earthquake
happen? Hold on. Let's not get this confused. God makes everything happen. Everything, whether it's good or bad. The devil can't do nothing without going to God first. When God called all the angels to come in front of him, the devil got to go too. Nothing on this earth happens without him. Let's not get that twisted.
So it has nothing to do with the fact that Japan sits on a part of the globe that we know for a fact is on a fault line. If California has an earthquake and falls off the fucking globe right now, and it has nothing to do with the fact that we know that it's sitting on the fault in between two of the floating plates on the magma, and that just happens.
Put it like this: we both saying the same thing. Yes, all that happens, but who allows all that to happen? We both saying the same thing. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying what you saying is wrong. We both saying the same thing. All those factors that you just said, who allows all those factors to be? You know what I'm saying? Who created the heavens and the earth?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. We both saying the same thing on this. That's why it happened, because he allowed it to happen. It didn't happen because even if the machine, they used the machine, he allowed them to create the machine and allowed them to use the machine. I'm saying nothing happened without him.
So, can you believe in God and not believe in Armageddon?
Now you believe in a God, I believe in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was supposed to post this. I believe in the God. My God is the God of God, King of the King. So whoever you may be believing, my God is that God, King. Like, my God is that God, God. So my God is the God of God, King of the King. So, you know what I'm saying? I believe in everything he wrote, everything he said.
He didn't write it.
Well, he wrote it. No, he didn't write it.
You know, like I know he didn't write it. You know,
but who wrote it?
People wrote it.
I'm jumping over that. Yeah, man wrote it. Man wrote
okay.
Everything.
Just make sure you say that on my show.
God wrote the words.
No, he didn't. Men wrote them.
Or somebody take it out of context, take it the wrong way.
Yeah, men wrote the words.
Yeah, man wrote it, but
okay.
Who put that in, my head? That's what I was saying by God wrote it. I ain't mean like he actually grabbed the ink pen and wrote it. Let's not get that.
Right. I just want to make sure.
It's true.
Because
I'm not trying to
bush your balls. I'm not really. Listen, the whole point is, ever since the whole thing in Japan happened, and what was Haiti last year? Haiti was last year. That was last year. And we've got another earthquake, and you know what I'm saying, over here.
They're going to continue to happen.
It's been happening throughout the planet, God damn it, because that's part of this earth. Okay? That's what happened. Why is it then, Raspy, Ross, why is it that when things like this happen, people get on their end of the world Armageddon doomsday shit all on my Facebook, all on my fucking Twitter, telling me, you better get right, it's coming now, it's, oh, here we go, it's going down.
Why do they have to wait till a natural disaster happens for them to get right?
You know people do it all the time.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm speaking to the people who may hear or may say it. Why do you have to wait till a natural disaster happens to say you need to get right? See, everything in your life that's going on.
I don't even care about saying that. What pisses me off and what agitates me to no end is why, when it happens, you feel like this is the end of time. Is this the first motherfucking tsunami or earthquake you ever heard of happening? This ain't even the worst. It's documented history. Not including all the ones that happened before we really took readings in history. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Not even including all the hurricanes and earthquakes that happened before we had a way to communicate to each other that just happened. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, that earthquake. How you think the mountains got here? How you think all the mountains got here? When the earth shifted and all that that's how mountains come about.
I'm trying to figure out I know you said the Bible, and because they built the shrine over there in the Middle East, over in Israel and all that kind of stuff right there. But I mean, man, you know, so much stuff has to still happen. I'm trying to figure out how the hell do you really believe in your heart the end of mankind is going to happen in your lifetime if it ain't happened yet. This is my problem with people. Yeah, I'm not saying it's not going to happen because it's inevitable. The point is, when I'm talking about when natural disasters like the thing in Japan that happened, people start posting on Facebook, oh, you don't think we living in the end days? Ha ha. You look. And I saw something in the post that just agitated me, and I was like, I'm going to do a show about this so much.
You see, I can't speak for why they say it. I can't speak for them. Like I said, it wasn't even the earthquakes and shit that I'm paying attention to. You know what I'm saying? Even though I know that's part of the prophecy, it got to get way worse than that for, you know, it really. Like I said, natural disasters are getting worse. They are getting worse. You can honestly say that. This right here was the fifth. It was the fifth one, but they've been having earthquakes back to back. If they've been paying attention to this that happened in Japan.
But you know what, though? But Rasty, I'm gonna go to the next caller. Keys on deck. But the point is, just like they said that when Hurricane Katrina happened, and then they said the next year we gonna have record amounts of hurricanes, and then the next year after that they said the people said, and we haven't had and then like hardly no hurricanes came through. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So my whole thing about the whole thing is, I just get sick of motherfuckers speculating. Every time a fucking natural disaster pop off somewhere in the globe, motherfuckers start getting on their doomsday shit. That shit gets to my fucking nerve. You feel what I'm saying? Because you don't, first of all, you fucking nuts. You letting happen all the time. Just sitting. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm hearing a whole bunch of noise. Over that word.
Oh, that was me popping
up. Yeah, but. But, man, I mean, what the fuck, man? That's all I'm saying. And that's why I had the show. Because I was like, God damn it. If I had to, I'm going to fucking snap.
Yeah, I don't know. They do that for every last one that comes about.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, God damn, man. I mean, shit happens. We are human beings. We barbaric, animalistic creatures. And the earth is a fucking dangerous ass fucking big ass ball of gas and rock and shit spinning around the solar system at millions of miles an hour, turning around on the axis at million miles an hour. Who knows how the fuck it even came out? But the point is, this ain't utopia. All right, we got to deal with our environment and all this kind of shit and stop saying the end of the world is going to be the end of the world every time some shit pop off.
And it's like, I agree with that. I agree with you on that.
The world.
You
know what I'm saying?
I agree with you on that. Every time something happens, they do say that.
That's all I'm saying. I'm like, what the fuck, man? So I'm having an end of the day. You think it's the end? Show me why. Tell me why. What the fuck is the difference between this hurricane, this earthquake, this natural disaster, this political event, this war? What's the difference between the war in Afghanistan and the Crusades? What the fuck? Show me some shit that hasn't happened in some kind of way, shape, or form 3,000 years ago when motherfuckers were talking about it was the end of the world and we still in this bitch. That's what I want to know. Do that for me today. Them people I want to see. Show me it. Show it to me. Show it. I want you to show me.
They won't be able to. That's how they're going to get you. The natural
disaster. What I'm talking about. That's why I know they can't. I'm just here to debate with them. All right, look, Raspy. It's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays before I go to Key. Yeah! What you got for me?
Oh, let me mash everybody for whoever out there watching the fucking basketball wise, you know. I was with a friend last night. She was watching that bullshit. If I don't watch that bullshit, she was up to alibi. That bitch right there, she real. I said, if that what you call real, baby, you out of touch with reality.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The basketball wise.
Oh, I don't watch that. Stop. You watch Basketball Wise?
No, listen. Let me tell you. I was at a friend last night. She was watching the reunion. So she was up there. I was like, oh, fuck. Here you go with this shit. So she was like, that bitch, that right there, real. I said, well, make her real. Because she was up there hollering about, fuck you. I don't give a fuck how you thinking. If I decide to fuck whenever I fuck them, that's my damn bitch. I'm like, you call that real? You call that real? You out of touch with reality. They ain't number her degrading herself on fucking TV. A black queen on TV degrading herself.
I'm mashing for you. Yeah! In fact, to put to that, I'm mashing any fucking female who feel like they can fuck whoever they want to, however many niggas they want to, and not be a hoe. Yeah! Bitch, you're killing yourself. I'm calling you a hoe. Now, you can be a hoe, and that's your business, but bitch, I'm calling you a hoe. You can't just willingly... You want to and just not be called a hoe on K-100. It don't work like that.
Before,
for
I, Before I go, this was my post was last night. She watching the basketball wise. I'm watching Black Queen the Great Big Self, and we watching the same channel.
All right. Yeah. But it's no popular show. They love it. They love it!
Love that bullshit. All right, man, I'm going to get back. I'm sorry for taking up so much of y'all time. My nigga, Blizzle.
K100. I wanted to debate with you heavily on the topic. That's why I came to your line first. Because I know you're going to eat up a couple of eat up some time. Because I know you're going to try and tell me. And I'm like, at the end of the day, Rasper, you my dude. But I'm like, really, I still, at the end of this conversation, I don't feel like you validated your point to me whatsoever. You didn't show me anything that proves that the world would end in your lifetime at all. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to further this up in the council.
Okay, fine. I'll take it to the council.
Hey, I'm going to post my link on your page when I get through doing what I'm doing.
Right. All right. So that's my homie Raspy Rawls. Of course, like he said earlier, check him out on Ustream tonight. He's debuting his show on Ustream. He's doing a video show on Ustream. You feel what I'm saying? And he's got it going on. So if you can, go check it out. I'm going to try and check it out after I'm done with the show. It actually starts when my show is ending, all right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Call in. I got a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to call in to talk. Yeah, I see you, but you ain't hitting number one. Hit number one. Key.
What's up?
What it do? Thanks for calling the show, babe. I didn't mean to eat up so many time. I'm not, listen, y'all, I didn't mean to eat up so much time with Raspy, but if you knew Raspy
yes,
Raw.
You did mean to do it because you just said it.
Yeah, I'm saying, but if you know him, you know why I had to eat up some time with him. Because he's one of these people who just, you know, they believe what they believe, and I'm cool with that, but I just, anyway, I had to, because I knew I was going to debate with this guy for a good little minute, because he's hell-bent on thinking, him and people like him, they hell-bent on thinking they know stuff that you really don't know the answer to, but I'm going to go ahead and move on. First of all, Key, it's Monday. Yeah! I know you got something to mash.
How you know that?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Let us hear it.
I don't have nothing to mash. I ain't gonna mash nobody.
You go, all right, fine. You know what? I ain't gonna start no shit. I ain't gonna do it, so. You don't got nothing to mash? No. I'm gonna keep it like
nobody.
You got nobody to mash? I'm moving on. Episode 172. Don't let me tell you right now, though, goddammit. Do not post anything in K100 alluding to anything that you've had a chance to mash on the show. Are we clear?
I do what the fuck I want to do.
You see, you sound just like that goddamn Black Queen that Rasper was talking about. I fuck who I want to fuck.
God, I don't sound like that. I don't say that. Let's not get carried away.
I'm just saying. All right. You know what? You ain't got nothing to mash.
Yeah. What? Am I supposed to be mashing songs?
I'm asking you a question.
Like niggas that act like bitches and shit.
You a question.
That's what you talking about.
Anything happened this past weekend that pissed you the fuck off?
Yeah. Yeah, motherfuckers like getting the fuck out of my house. Get out,
Daddy. All right, I'm moving on. I'm not even going to do it. Episode 172. Politically correct. I see politically correctness is seeping into the show. It's inevitable, I guess.
No, it's not. I already said what I had to say. I don't even want to get myself all, you know what I'm saying, worked up again.
Okay. Do you think we are living in the end times? Do you think we are living in the end times, meaning this world as we know it, human civilization and everything will end in your lifetime? In your lifetime?
I'm going to answer all the questions in one. Because, period, point blank, I believe when the Bible said no man knows the day or the hour, meaning a natural disaster does not have to happen for the end of the world to happen. That is retarded for people to think that, and shit happen all the time. So it says nobody knows when. So how the hell can people try to predict it? They're like, oh, the Mayan calendar says March in 2012, and this says this and this says that, and it flat out says nobody knows. So if it says nobody knows, nobody fucking knows. That's retarded.
So why do you? So let me. If you believe that, why do you think you have so many people? When shit like Haiti happened in Japan, and it happened, I didn't have what K. Williams.
I think they are simple minded. I think those are simple minded people because when 9/11 happened, oh, it's the end of the world. Oh, when Katrina had, it's the end of the world. Hurricane Opal happened. When 2000 came, oh, all the computers gonna crash. People just so damn simple. Like for real, every time something happened, it's the end of the world. And like you said, we've been here thousands of years.
Right.
Shit, you done had cavemen, dinosaurs, all kind of shit done went through, and the end ain't happened yet. So what make you think whole civilizations have been wiped out? And it's like, it's the world is still here.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't understand these doomsday motherfuckers who feel like...
I don't understand
like,
that either. They scared.
Retarded.
And guess what? They still, after all this shit boil over, they're going to go back doing the same shit they was doing. Just like after Haiti, they might have tried to straighten up a little bit. But then 2 months
well,
after
what?
That, when
what?
It stopped being on the news...
That's what I'm saying, man. I don't understand these people.
Sense.
Let me ask you this.
Do you
see the Facebook feeds and all the people talking about just because? Do you see that?
I mean, people, like you said, every time something happens, they say, oh, we better get right. You better do this. You're supposed to be right every day. If that's what you want to do, that's what you're supposed to live out there every single day. And people worrying about the damn, like, well, Raspy, like, I think he was contradicting himself because he's talking about the temple and he's talking about Illuminati, but. It seemed like the more you talk about civilization, these secret societies and organizations, and they building this and building that, you trying to put them up like they better higher than God. When ultimately, God still is gonna have the last say. I don't give a damn what organization is doing what right now. When it's time for it to be over, it's gonna be over. Period. And all them secret societies, they gonna be gone right along with it. So all these people are, they going to do some underground, and we're going to build us a tunnel. And bitch, if it's no ground, period, if this bitch just go away, what is underground going to do to you? Nothing.
Correct. Yeah, that's why I'm having the show. I'm having this particular show, ended the episode 172, end of days. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, jumping on the lines. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you hit the number one. Number come to you. But... like I said, I just really get agitated. And I don't know, man. It just seemed like after the last Sumnai thing over in India, was it? And then Haiti.
The tsunami,
it's like,
yeah.
Yeah,
I
tsunami,
mean, like I said, every time something happens, people think it's the end of the world. I mean, really?
Why?
Every time it's the end.
Why?
Because
why?
People are simple like
why?
That. They're so simple. Because they're
but
simple.
But listen what I'm saying. I understand people are simple. But I got people who I know ain't stupid. Who I know
they
got
don't
some
have to be stupid to be simple.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Some people are too smart, but they all
hold
good.
Hold on. Let me finish. This is what I'm saying. I got people who I know got some sense. They still look at these natural disasters and stuff, and I'm like, are you not paying attention to history? Do you not understand that we've had real live global conflicts and real wars? We've had, like, when World War II popped off, you couldn't tell baby boomers that it wasn't the end of the fucking world.
Yep.
You couldn't tell a motherfucker in Europe when the bubonic plague popped off that it wasn't the end of the motherfucking world. You couldn't tell motherfuckers in goddamn Europe when they had the Crusades that it wasn't the end of the world.
And that's why you can't tell some people now that it ain't the end of the world. That's why you can't tell some people now because it's like all these natural disasters. But like I said, some people too smart for their own good. When it say nobody knows when it's going to happen, nobody knows, period. So quit trying to assume that because this happened or that happened. Like you said, anything that somebody can name right now, it's already happened before.
Right, everything.
Aside from the whole Antichrist and all that stuff, but we still don't even know. We don't know if the Antichrist is present. We don't know if it's, you know, because like you said, all that stuff has to be worked up on. It's not just going to happen overnight and everybody going to fall in. And no, stuff like that does not happen overnight. It doesn't happen in decades. Come on now. Like you said, people, you got to know history.
Yeah.
It's been
you know what?
Before that. They thought Hitler was the damn Antichrist.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let me hit you. That's the problem I have with a lot of motherfuckers who talk shit, who think they know. You don't know history. I hate motherfuckers. You sit around watching Atlanta Housewives instead of the Discovery Channel, motherfucker. That's you.
That's what I'm
saying. You a dumb. I can't really have conversations with certain kind of people because I know they don't know history. You feel what I'm saying? I know they don't
know
history.
You got to really know what you're talking about because... like that, and when Hitler, they was like, oh, that's the Antichrist. Then they call it, man, that, come on now. This is for real.
So let me ask you this. How do you, I know you said you don't really know and nobody knows how it went, but if you just had to go with one, what do you think? Are you going with Armageddon with the way, you know, the when Jesus come back? Is that how you thinking the civilization as we know it will come about? Well, will come to an end?
I mean, that's what it says in Revelation, that, you know, it's just like pretty much all hell going to break loose. So,
that's what you believe? That's what you believe?
Yeah,
that's how
I believe. And hopefully I'm dead when it happens. Everybody's like, it's going to happen all lifetime. Damn that. I don't want that shit to happen in my lifetime. Fuck that. I'd rather be dead already.
Do you think you can believe in God and not believe in Armageddon?
I don't see how you can't believe in one and not the other when it coincides.
I believe in God, but I don't know necessarily that I believe in organized.
Well, people have different definitions of Armageddon. People say what's happening in Revelation, that's Armageddon. So it's the same, you know, it depends on people's definition of Armageddon. So
yeah,
some
I believe
people call it the end of time, some people call it Armageddon. Mm-hmm. It means really the same, it just depends on person's interpretation of it.
Right. I just don't believe in everything that I read, because I think that you know, when they said the locust, you know, you ever see the movies where they be like the locust and they try to make all the biblical things that happen in the Bible happen in reality?
Oh,
and
they
try
talking about like the plagues and stuff. The plagues and the locust and the end of the world don't have, I mean, for real, you trying to tie one with the other one?
Really? I don't.
Okay. Right.
Okay. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm seeing it all over the social networking feed. People really are buying
I've seen it, and I already knew it was going to happen. I was like, Lord, people going to start talking that bullshit again. Like, Lord, it's the end. Get your mind right. Get your life right. Blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever, nigga. That shit, man, it'd be real funny when it happens. That shit go down when it's been calm and cool for years and years, and then that shit just pop off. Then you're going to be looking like a damn retard.
Pretty much. All right. Thanks for calling into the show. Stay on the line if you can.
I wanted to just give a shout out to everybody that came out to my house. We had a ball.
If you missed the house party that he had this past weekend, we had a fucking blast in that motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? We went hard. We got super.
I'm finna mash your ass for putting all that shit on FB where everybody can see. That shit wasn't meant for everybody to see. If it was, everybody would have been there.
Wait. What did I put on there?
Stuff is not bad to you or I. It does not mean it's not bad to others. Like, some people don't like to see that other people, you know, they don't want other people to see them like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't give a fuck. The vast majority of people, they give a damn.
But I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. I think the pictures that I posted up, I go ahead and mash me, but.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You think it's okay, but what Blue think is okay, we know that can be a far stretch for what some other people might think.
No, I didn't put
okay.
up some pictures on purpose because I was like, I can't put that picture up.
I know, that's what I was telling people. I was like, shit, that was the quote-unquote good pictures. Like,
I didn't put all the pictures. So everybody who think it, I just put everybody. Nigga, I got pictures. Y'all motherfuckers was ham. Y'all was ham. I don't know but y'all motherfuckers was ham, and I didn't put up over half my pictures. I didn't even put up half of the pictures I had.
I already know that. But the point is, like, with me, as far as I'm concerned, I don't give a damn because I ain't got to explain shit to nobody. But some people do. So, you know, that's why I said just make it private. It ain't for all your 1,100 some friends to be looking at.
And Lil say, if you gotta explain something, Lil say, you might not need to be damn doing it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, they just might want to cut loose, have a little fun. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, cut loose. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
He don't know what you really are, bitch. He don't know what you really are. You in stunt mode. You putting on for motherfuckers. You going to church lying and shit like you really don't drop it like it's hot in the motherfucking club, bitch. But guess what? Okay, fucking 100 radio. What does that mean, Key? Tell him again.
Hey, keep that shit 100. But like you said, if it was like that, if in the real world, if it was real like that, you could have posted all the pictures and then it would have been okay. But
we still
have limits and boundaries, and some people's limits and boundaries are a little shorter than others. Let's just say like some people don't want anybody to even see them, you know, just totally cutting loose. I don't give a shit because I don't give a fuck nobody thinks.
That's just us.
That's just people like us. Most people aren't like us. So that's just the fact of it.
That's why I didn't put all the pictures. Okay.
Because it's your version of what's good. Like I said, that's your version of what's good.
Okay, you're right. Because you know what? People could have seen me hugged up with people in the picture and been like, oh. You know, whatever.
Like you said, it's pictures with people hand on people ass, you know, all kind of stuff. But it's like, and that's cool. But like that, you know, I don't want everybody to see that.
Did I put a picture with somebody hand somebody ass? Oh, yes. I did.
Yes.
I did have that one picture with somebody hand, but it was just like, it wasn't like it was sweet. It's like she just was resting her hand on the ass.
I know, it was just like some fun, and we just did it when you put the camera up. It ain't like we just sitting there grabbing ass all night and stuff. You know, most of the night.
You know what?
Like you said, it's a picture, and they look at that picture and, you know, take it. You know, like I said, just made it private for the people that was actually kind of there and maybe other cool people.
I did make it friends only. I mean, if you're my friend.
You got 1,100 friends, Blue, and we don't even know half of them people. We don't know them.
Okay, fine. All right. But per everybody's request, if anybody hit me up, because I did have to delete about 5 pictures after I put them up, people hit me up like, oh, take the picture down. I took it down. Okay? Just hit me up. If you want me to take a picture down, if you got your ass, if you're bent over with someone's hand on your ass in the picture,
and you got titties.
By all means, hit me in the inbox, hit me on my phone, because everybody at that party who gives a fuck got my phone number. Because it was all fam in that motherfucker for the most part. Hit my phone. Hit my Ace Facebook. Blizzum, take that down. Because my man don't know I'm a hoe. That's all I'm saying. All right, fine.
And then, but see, I think about it. That was one of those things, too, like, where that's why some people was like, nah, don't invite them because they talk too much. And that was the whole point. Like, people just wanted to be able to cut loose without people's, you know, opinions and judgments. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck. Because y'all motherfuckers don't know me. Fuck y'all.
That's what I'm saying. All right, stand by.
All right.
Shay's up next. Shay, what's up?
What to do?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's your internet radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. I got Shay on the line. Before we jump into episode 172, it's Bash and Motherfucking Monday. Yeah! Before we get any further, I'm going to mash Shay. Yeah!
Whatever.
You know why I'm asking you, but I have to mash you. What, you
whatever.
Have
a... No, you don't. See, you can let that ride. You can let that ride, see?
No, I'm not. I'm mashing Shay. Shay was 4 hours late for the party. No, 7 hours late for the party.
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up. Shay.
What?
Shay, would you like to mash anybody? Would you want to mash me for mashing you? You can do that.
Yeah, do that. Mash yourself.
But you still got mashed. Okay, for being tardy for the party. Episode 172. I can't believe I just said fucking tardy for the party. I hate that damn show. I hate that show.
You must not hate it. You show reference it.
I hate it. I can't believe I even used that fucking slogan. Episode 172. I gave it some promo on K1. I'm sorry, y'all. I said the phrase that pays. Shay.
Yeah.
Do you think that we are living in the end times, meaning the world will end in your lifetime?
I don't think that anybody knows when this world is going to end. That's what I think. I mean, I think it's an unknown.
What do you feel? What do you feel is what I'm saying. When I ask that question, what do you
feel? In my inside, my little inkling feeling, I don't feel that it's going to happen in my personal lifetime. I just don't feel that way. But, you know, realistically, I don't know. Just like I don't believe that anybody else knows. No scientists, Scientologists, or anybody else. I don't think anybody knows when this world is going to end.
So
they didn't put the world here. How are they going to know when it's going to be gone?
So you... When you think about it, you don't consider it, or you just don't give a shit, or what?
It's not that I don't have a feeling about it, or whatever.
What do you feel about it?
Inevitable. The world is going to end at one point at some time. So, I mean, but I don't know when it is, and ain't no need of me, you know, every time something happens, going thinking like, oh, this is the end. This is it. I mean, what's the point of living if you're gonna be living like that, thinking that every little thing or every big thing that happens is the boom, the big boom. We don't know when it's going to end. And I think the people who, you know, go around thinking like that, I think, personally, I think that they are scared because maybe they feel like they don't have they self right or however they feel like they need to be before they die, and they afraid that they ain't going to have enough time to get themselves together. And so they want to make up a big old to-do and get, I guess I'm going to call it overly biblical about it, and try to make it seem like, well, you're going to have to do right, you got to do this, you got to do that. You don't know. You don't know. This earth, the whole world could blow up tomorrow. It just could be a beautiful day outside and everything just goes boom. You don't know what's going to happen.
So if you don't know, you say you don't know, you don't think so. But if you just had a, this is of everything is a guess here. Y'all gotta work with me on the questions, okay? All of this stuff is a working guess. You feel what I'm saying? Like Keith took the stance, you know, and then if everybody takes that stance, if everybody takes the you don't know because you ain't God stance, I can't have the fucking show. All right.
Okay, well, from a realistic standpoint.
From a realistic standpoint, for question number two, how do you think the end of civilization as we know it will come about?
I think we're probably going to burn up or something like that, because with the global warming and, you know, I think with all of that, we're probably going to end up burning up. The planet is going to burn up eventually because it just gets hotter and hotter. I think the planet is just going to eventually burn up until there's nothing left to be around, basically.
So we're going to just... We're killing the planet. What you saying?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you want to look at it like that, yeah. I think it's in terms of like the earthquakes and all that. You know, when the earth started, it's always been changing. You know, there's nothing is the same. Just like, you know, when the earth started, you know, water bodies were in different places, land shifts have taken place, and all of that. So I wouldn't say that earthquake is just going to happen or whatever, or you know, a big flood or whatever. I don't know, but I'm just saying. If you were to ask me, I think that you know it's going to be. The earth is just going to blow, burn up, going to be disintegrate or whatever you want to call it.
Okay. So
that's why I don't think that it would happen. And I don't know, but that's why I said I don't think it would happen in my lifetime, because it would take a little bit more time for that to take place.
A little bit. You know how you're.
Well.
let me tell you. Hold on. Let me tell you.
That's an understatement,
I guess. I know. But, yeah. A little bit of time for that to happen. Listen, if you believe that global warming or anything of the sort is going to be the end of us, do not answer question number one with you think it's going to happen in our lifetime or I'm going to kill you on the show, not literally. Because you, you was on the line when I was talking to Raspy, right?
Yes, I was.
And he tried to go into the whole, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. And just to play the devil's advocate here, when he was mentioned about, you know, the exact spot the temple is supposed to be built, that there was a Muslim center there or whatever, how do you know that ain't what's supposed to be there?
How do you know that whatever they're building there is the exact thing that sets it up?
That's what I'm saying. There's already a religious center there. So, I mean, if you want to look at it like that, how you know that ain't the religious center that it's supposed to be?
That's why I'm just – look, I hate – see, when I had these kind of shows, I be getting people hitting me up like, y'all don't know it. Y'all don't know. My inbox off the chain. Y'all really don't know it for various reasons. I mean, I got people hitting me about all kinds. I got a white girl who just, like, is really off the chain trying to screw me. She's just gross. Ew.
I think I'd be gross, Blue.
I can show you the picture, and then you can see. You know, but the point is, my inbox people hit me on my inbox and my text. And stuff and be like, you know, you really sound like you don't believe in God or you don't believe in blah, because of what I'm saying. I'm like, look.
Just because I'm not believing in God is y'all being realistic.
In God to just feel like, you know, if they build a temple in Israel right now, the earth is going to end within 50 years. Because like Rashi said, he said he feels like he's living in the end days. He's like, to me, and he's my homeboy, but I'm like, Rashi, you and people like him are conspiracy theorists. You people think you sit here tell me that Earth is going to end within 50 years, because if you believe it's going to end in your lifetime, if you live to be, let's say, 85, and that's giving you a couple of years, and you're already 30 years old, that means within 50 years you think the Earth is going to end. You think the Antichrist, everything that's going to happen in the Bible is going to happen in 50 years? What the fuck? 50 years is a blink in the grand scheme of things. I don't understand these people who see the earthquake in Japan, see 9/11, see us invading Iraq and say the world is going to end before they die. I don't get it. I don't understand you people. You people baffle me. Besides the fact that, like Keith said and like you alluded to earlier, you just don't fucking know. Even if you just want to just guess, How the fuck did you come up with these dates and these theories of it happening now? What the fuck? Show me, tell me, what the fuck do you see that's going to tell you that it's going to end right now, soon? I have no evidence whatsoever from any standpoint, from a biblical standpoint, from a natural standpoint, from any standpoint. You can show me, I can show you throughout history, the same thing happening 2,000 years ago, and we're still here. So you show me.
It's going to keep on happening. Everything that happens is going to keep on happening as long as this earth keeps turning and these people on here keep living the way that they keep living and destroying our little earth. It's going to keep on happening until whatever is going to cause us to no longer exist causes us to no longer exist. And it's just
right. I don't understand. But
it's not a complex matter.
Yeah, it is. No, Shay, it is a complex.
Well, it is a complex matter, but when you look at it in terms of we don't know when it's going to be, we don't know how it's going to be, so if you look at it like that, there's nothing we can do to change however it's going to be and whenever it's going to be.
You got Facebook. I know because you're my Facebook friend. Did you see people posting up stuff about end of the world shit? You get right
of doing that. Yes.
Pants popped off.
If you don't already pray every day, I mean, why are you just gonna start praying because something happened? You should be praying already. You should. If you personally believe that you need to have a certain relationship with God, then you need to have had that personal relationship with God anyway. It shouldn't take something happening to make you feel differently.
I'm just trying to understand what the fuck are they. Because I don't want to call people like my homies stupid or people like. I don't want to call them stupid, but I'm just like, what are you seeing that makes you post up and say things like that or assume that we're living in the end times because of an earthquake? I mean, what the fuck, man? You know how many earthquakes this earth is going to have and has had? Why is this earthquake? Is it because. You know, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Shay. I'm coming 832. You're up next. Let me ask you this, Shay. The difference between this is my theory, everybody. Okay, pay attention. This is the K100 Blizzard theory of why the fuck people do shit like that. All right, this is my theory of why the fuck people post up shit like that, like it's the end of the world because of an earthquake or anything that happens, a war, 9/11. This is my thing. The only reason why people on a global scale and people believe that now. Is because information is more freely available. Back in the day, before you had the internet and cable TV, a fucking earthquake, tsunami could have wiped off a whole fucking island in the Pacific, and you wouldn't fucking know if you lived in Europe. Guess why? Because no one was there. There was no Google. There was no CNN to tell you what happened. Now, everything that happens, we know. If it happens on this fucking globe, your own house isn't even safe. But if it happens on a scale where cameras can catch it, everybody's going to know. So I think
because people are more aware of what's going on than they used to be. I mean, you know, back in bubonic plague, like they only knew about what was going on in that little town because they had limited access of what, you know. I mean, as technology progresses, of course, people have more awareness of what goes on. So it just seems like it's more prevalent. It's like immediate. It's like it's about to happen right now because this is going on. When this has gone on like years and years and years and years before we knew about it.
So here we go. Here we go. The media and the evolution of mankind and technology is directly responsible for predicting and agitating doomsday, Armageddon theories and thoughts in human beings. Once again, in layman's terms, to put that simply, if it wasn't for TV and the internet, you motherfuckers would still be clueless. You wouldn't motherfucker think shit's happening. You'd still be going about your motherfucking life like it's nothing. Only reason why you got that feel like it's the end of the world is because, nigga, you know. You didn't know the other shit. Back then, people didn't know back then, so they don't give a fuck. They don't care. But since you know, now you're trying to put two and two together like you know shit. Stop knowing shit. You don't know shit. Stop. You don't know shit. You're killing me. You're getting on my fucking nerves. You are idiots. You people are not using your fucking other side of your brain that processes logic. That's not the first fucking earthquake. That's not the first time a couple thousand people are going to die. That's not the first monument built in fucking Jerusalem. And I don't even want to get into all that shit with you people. Look, and Raspy is my homeboy. But his whole theory about why he thinks the end of days is in our lifetime is just, wasu. I can't take it. I can't take you people. You people get on my fucking nerves. You make me sick almost to the point. Because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, A. And B, you try to just, if you didn't know half of this shit was going on, you wouldn't be saying it. You feel what I'm saying? And so I got a little short fuse for motherfuckers like that. Because I feel like you are ignorant and ill-informed and speculative. And I don't like people like that. You feel what I'm saying?
I think sometimes people want to have an answer. I mean, that's just it. As human beings, we want an answer. And so, you know, since we don't know, we're going to try to find an answer, even if it means that we have to make one.
You're right. Make one. Make some shit up. You think you know, but you don't know. You think you don't know. I agree with you, Akeem. You don't know when it's going to end. Just like you don't fucking know how we got here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, no one has sat down and had a beer with God and heard the story of how he made this shit. You ain't never even seen God. Even if you've seen acts of God, you never seen him. You believe he exists because you got faith. And that stop. That's where it stops. Stop. Outside of that, nigga, I don't give a fuck who you are, nigga. I don't give a fuck. That goes from my mama, who is a preacher, to any preacher. You, I don't give a shit. You can't prove 100% ironclad that God exists, even though I believe in God. By the way. By the fucking way, I believe in God. But I cannot prove to you 100% that he exists. No, I can't. No, you cannot. No, you can't. Because you never
faith comes in, but faith is not fact.
So why the fuck do you believe that any kind of act, this is what I'm saying. But see, these are the same people who try to tell me, I can prove God exists. Nigga, show me. Show me.
Yeah.
Show me right now how you can prove. You can show me an act. You can show me an act in nature. You can show me a, you can, everything you, nigga, everything you try to tell me about is faith. But you believe. Like I believe. But you can't show me a motherfucking thing. And nobody on the planet can. You feel what I'm saying? And so, therefore,
you can show it. If you can see it, then there wouldn't be no reason to have faith.
Why are we having a debate? I can show you that 2 plus 2 is 4. I put 1, I put 2, I put add 2 more. We know that 1, 2, 3, 4 is 4. So if I say 2 and 2 and then add 2 more, and that's number 4, fucking mathematics, nigga, it's easy. But you can't show me and prove that God exists. You have to go on your face like I have to go on my face. And motherfucker, I dare anybody on the phone line to prove me any different. You cannot show me that. It's what I choose to believe. It's what anybody else chooses to believe. So how the fuck do you feel like, because you see some shit in nature or some act that meant a building of a bomb, the harp, a fucking nuclear weapon, what the fuck does that mean? That still don't mean everything gonna die just because you people are overzealous conspiracy theorists to me.
Yeah, too much symbolism, I think, just a little bit too much.
And I'm not trying to bash on people who are religious because I believe in God. You feel what I'm saying? But it's not the point that I don't. But that doesn't constitute to me knowing exactly how we got here. Even if I believe in God, I still don't know the exact thing that happened. I can admit that without being fucking an atheist or committing blasphemy.
Well, it's one thing to, you know, admit that, you know, you have a belief and to have faith and to have a belief then too, and you can't just, like, totally deny factual information, though. I mean, there's something.
I can see. I have eyes.
Exactly. So you have to put certain things into account. I mean, you can't just say, okay, well, you know, there are miracles. Some things aren't necessarily a miracle. It's just how, you know, Earth progressed to be.
I don't know, Shay. I'm just at my wit's end with the people. You feel what I'm saying? I'm at my wit's end with the people.
Who don't know.
And every time just say you believe what you believe and leave it at that. Because you don't know how it's going to end, nor do you believe how it's going to begin.
But again, people want an answer, and when they can't come up with an answer, then they have to make one.
Who the fuck would they want? I don't care. On this show, I don't care. Whatever the fuck you think you want, whatever, you can't get it. You're not privy to that information, because you're a human being like I am. So, give it up. You don't know how it started. You don't know how it's going to end. Go with your faith, live your life, and die. And that's what you're going to do. We already had that show last week. You will, in fact, die. And this world will, in fact, end. Do what you do. Stop posting shit on Facebook about it's the end of... You don't fuck... Shut the fuck up. You're making yourself sound real stupid and ignorant.
And I said,
look, I don't give a shit. You don't know shit. You don't know shit. You heard it here first.
I think that if somebody knew, then there would be something we could do to prevent it. I mean, as simple as that. Realistically, who wants the earth to end? Does anybody really want it to end? I mean, it's not a matter of if we wanted to. And if somebody knew for a fact, then they could do something to prevent it. But we don't know. There's nobody who knows for a fact when this earth is going to end or how. Otherwise, there would be measures in place to prevent it from happening.
Exactly. These motherfuckers don't know shit. You know how when you be amongst 773, you up next, 443 after that. I'm coming to you right now in about 1 minute, 773. But I'm going to say this and I'm going to move on. You know how you be around, and it's funny. You know what's funny? Let me tell you something. This was funny to me. It's funny how motherfuckers try to be on some real shit when it's convenient. It's funny how motherfuckers say, I can't stand to be around a motherfucker who talking like they know some shit and they don't know some shit. Yeah, it's true. Around motherfuckers constantly who talk like they know shit that they don't fucking know. They just believe. You pick and choose when that works. You pick and choose and say, well, if the preacher man or whoever else thinks they know, I'm okay with him saying that, saying he knows some shit that he don't fucking know, because really he don't know. You just believe and you choose to believe with him, just like I choose to believe. But I know at the end of the day, he really don't know because he wasn't there. It's just that simple with me. All right? That's my logic. That's how I think. And it doesn't make me an atheist. It doesn't make me somebody who commits blasphemy on a daily basis. I choose to believe that. He don't fucking know no more than I know. We just two motherfuckers who choose to believe. You feel what I'm saying?
And that's what it is.
That's it. But when you get around some motherfuckers, they be like, man, I can't stand when a motherfucker talk shit like they goddamn know. Motherfucker, they weren't even there. They just think they know. Well, why is it okay for you to judge him, to blast that motherfucker, but not a motherfucker that you know damn well really don't know how the earth started? He don't know. When I say that, I get called all kind of shit. You don't even have these motherfuckers listen to the show, don't even know it. My motherfucking mama is a fucking minister. I'm the son of a preacher. Yeah, I believe in God, but at the end of the day, I know fuck well my mama don't know how the earth was started, how people got here. I know she don't know. She choose to believe what she believe like I do. But I know she really, ironclad, 100% don't know. It's what she believe. It's called faith. We've had this show, and I hate to bring this show and tie it into this show, but it is what it is. So why are you motherfuckers seeing some shit that happened on the news or CNN, any kind of invention, any kind of act, and y'all trying to sit here and rationalize in y'all fucking small pea brains that this is the end of the world? Stop. You don't know. You don't know. Raspy doesn't know. Anybody else who called before don't know. All right, Shay, stay on the line, all right?
Okay.
People getting on my fucking nerves. 773, what's up?
What's up? I was just calling in. Like, wow, you done said pretty much everything I was going to say.
All right.
You got me over here rolling with your little sound. I'm like, oh, my God.
Right. Where's 773? Where are you calling from?
I'm on the south side of Chicago.
Oh, Chi-Town in the building. I'm glad you took a minute to call into the show. You feel me? Is this your first time calling the K100? Because I don't know.
Yeah, this is my first time.
All right. Well, thanks for calling the show. I really appreciate the support and everything. And hopefully you'll tune in again. You know what I'm saying? You haven't tuned in again, but I go on my little rants and my raves. Of course, I'm the host of Blizzom. This is what I do. But
you're keeping it 100. I feel the same way. Motherfuckers really need to open their motherfucking eyes and stop assuming shit for real.
Right, for real. I'm gonna go ahead and jump through the questions. I got a lot of people on my phone lines, and I want to make sure I get to them. So I'm gonna go ahead though, because it's your first time calling. I'm gonna take time with you. All right. Well, based on what you just said, I'm pretty sure I can gather how you're gonna answer my questions. But do you think we are living in the end times, meaning the world will end in your lifetime?
No.
You don't think that?
No, and I don't think that because just like y'all said earlier, this shit been going on, and I mean history repeats itself. This not the first time some shit done happened. This not going to be the last time. So, I mean, it is what it is. If you think you're going to die, then shit, go ahead and prepare yourself for death. But I'm going to live until I die.
Right. So, like I said, the way I answered the first question is, A, I don't know. But even B, there is nothing that has happened in the past. And like I said in my opening monologue, in my synopsis, where we got all these things, these natural, we got 9/11. In the past decade, we've got more doomsday theories popping off. We've got the Mayan calendar thing popping up next year. We've got the 9/11 people. We've got the religious fanatics. We got people who look at the heart program, you know what I'm saying, the splitting of the atom, thinking that's the end of it. We got people looking at all the earthquakes and Hurricane Katrina and all this stuff, thinking it's the end of the world. And I'm like, show me something outside the heart, because we didn't have the technology to do it back then, outside of nuclear weapons that we didn't have the technology to do back then. Show me something that has not happened in the history of mankind already. And people
exactly.
thought we were going to die 2,000 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we just started having hurricanes last year. Then I don't think the world was going to end. But, nigga, this shit been going on since before I was born, since before.
Man could write the written word. We had hurricanes, tornadoes, storms.
Exactly.
Because the earth has been here billions of years before we even got our motherfucking ass on this globe. Okay?
Exactly.
And the shit was already comets were slamming into the planet. Comets were slamming into the planet. You know what I'm saying? And it's like we've had extinction level events already before. We know that. You know what I'm saying? So why is when stuff happens? Like I said, I blame it on technology. I blame it on the fact that we see and we know everything that happens now.
Hell yeah.
So since we see it all happening, we like, oh, it must be the end. It's all been happening for thousands of years. We just didn't know it because we didn't have the internet to say, oh, we're in India, but guess what happened over here? If you were in Antarctica or Australia, they didn't know. They didn't have cable. They didn't have CNN. You know what I'm saying? So they didn't know.
He can show you every damn thing.
You feel me? So they just didn't know. All this shit's been happening. Okay, let me go to the next question. I know you don't really know, but how do you feel will be the end of civilization as we know it? What's your theory?
I actually believe we all gonna burn.
Burn how?
Like she said, the previous caller, we gonna all pretty much the world is gonna blow up. That came from different shit. I don't know if you ever read it, but the whole Left Behind series that was in there, and then
Well, the Left Behind series is a religious-based book. Do you believe in God? Are you religious?
Yeah, I do.
Now, the last caller who said blow up, she wasn't using it in the term that you said. She meant blow up from a natural cause, like, you know what I'm saying, greenhouse gases, global warming.
No, he's going to destroy it with fire. That's what I believe, because he has promised God.
Who? God.
God.
How do you know that?
Because he has promised not to do it with water. And, I mean, as well, I mean, there's not too many... Other than killing each other and, you know, just obvious causes, I believe that it's going to happen with fire, like I said, based on the Left Behind series. If you read that, then it'll tell you, like,
about that series. I've watched the movies adapted. I've read two of them.
Right, so you kind of see why I'm saying fire, but, you know, that's my personal opinion.
I still, even though I've read those books and I was raised in church, I still don't necessarily know if that's going to happen. And I don't even know if that's how I necessarily believe, because that is what people have conjured up in their brain, once again.
Okay.
You're going by something that was made by another human being when you say that.
Yeah,
not by,
true.
Not by God himself. That's a movie and a book series that was written by another man. So
true.
Therefore, I'm not sold on it like that. I look at it and I'm like, interesting. And moving on. And right after that, I watched the Discovery Channel, who showed me ironclad scientific evidence that a fucking solar flare could burn our atmosphere off without a blinking warning. You know what I'm saying? And they know it's going to affect what happened. Which one of those, the guy who sat down here and wrote a book who got money and profit off that book series, or this scientist who has absolutely nothing to gain by telling me, you know, we have this thing called solar flares that if it one happens bad enough, it could heat up our atmosphere to the point of burning it off. And that could happen. Now you see life how I see it. I believe in religion. I believe in God because I was raised that way. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how I live my life. But today, I have a very mathematical and logical approach of life and the way I look at things. You understand what I'm saying? Thus, I don't know that I don't know, and plus, I know that my preacher doesn't know. I know that my mom, who is a preacher, doesn't know. She acts on faith, which is what I was taught. So, therefore, I have faith to believe certain things, even though I don't believe everything that's every single thing. You know what I'm saying? Some of it I take with a thought, and some of it I just have to believe. You understand what I'm saying? All right?
Okay.
So that's how I live my life. This is the first time calling the show. you should know that about me. Moving on, you know what I'm saying? Because when I go in, I go hard, but I actually use a lot of logic in what I say. You know what I'm saying? And even though, you know, from a religious background, and I'm actually religious, I'm a God believing person.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, do you think you can? Last question. I'm going to the two more callers. I got some more callers. Hang up, everybody. I'm not going to end the show until I take all my callers. If you don't know that too, if this is your first time calling the K100, I don't stop until I get to all my callers. You know what I'm saying? I don't end the show. I let the show keep rolling. All right. Last question, caller. Can you believe in creationism and not believe in Armageddon? Which means, can you believe in God but not necessarily believe in Armageddon in the sense of the word that God will part the heavens and angels will come down and a battle will be fought on the planet?
I don't believe you can.
You don't think so? You gotta believe in one in order to believe in God.
Right.
Interesting. Maybe, maybe not. Stand by, okay?
Okay.
All right. 443, did I see Michigan girl? It's 816. 443. Oh, this twink. What up, twink?
What's going on? I was going to say, damn, it's been that long since I called.
Yeah, I blanked out for a minute. My bad. Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Some of you people who are tuning in for the first time, you know, to my show, I don't want you guys to be turned off by what I'm saying. I just had somebody text me and said, you know, you're going in. I'm not feeling what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? You really sounding, you're kind of going off too hard about religion and God, and I'm not feeling it. I'm going to hang up. Look, that's your right. That's your choice. You know what I'm saying? But don't think when you call up to this show that I'm going to be the guy that just arbitrarily buys into anything 100% ironclad without 100% solid proof. I have a level of faith, and I have a level of me that needs proof of certain shit. All right? That's just me now. So you got to understand that when you call it my show. Yes, I believe in God, but I also know the Dead Sea Scrolls were part of the Bible that was left out on purpose to benefit the Catholic Church. If you don't know that, if you don't know your history, trust me, you don't want to spar with me about it. You don't want to argue back and forth with me if you don't know history, because I do. I'm a bit of a history buff. All right? So when you're trying to go back and forth with me about certain things, I'm going to need for you to be ready for war. I'm going to ask you certain things, certain questions. I know I talk a lot. I know you see the logo and you see the middle finger up and you think I'm going to be up here talking about a whole bunch of ignorant nigga shit. I do. I have them shows. We talk about pussy. We talk about sex. Yeah, but I'm no dummy. I'm nobody's dummy. All right? And I'm not gullible. All right? So you have to sell me on what it is that you think you below, what you think you know and believe. Now, Jeanette. Twink,
yeah.
My bad. Do you think we are living in the end times, meaning the world will end in your lifetime?
No.
Why?
Because in all seriousness, the world has been here so damn long. If it ends, it'll end because the world technically is a star. It's just a star that we can live on. And it'll end because it imploded. And I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime.
I got to correct you. The Earth is not a star. The sun is a star.
Well, I mean, it's not a star. Well, true. And the sun is going to go
I saw the supernova and die and eradicate us before our Earth just implodes, per se.
Yes, that's true.
Conditions on the Earth can dramatically change from various reasons to where it can't sustain life on this planet for human beings. That is true, but our sun is a star, which is supernova, and actually, it's scheduled to do that before this Earth just stops existing. Something has to. The Earth, and, you know what I'm saying? Our crust won't destabilize or anything like that, and it won't just blow up before our sun supernovas. That's the scientific part of it. So, but I get what you're saying. But you're saying it's gonna just stop? I'm talking about life as you know it with mankind.
No, I don't think that's going to happen anytime. I don't think life is going to end anytime soon at all.
Okay. I don't even. Because I don't think it's. And this is why I don't think it's going to end by any time, at least in my lifetime. I'm 30 something years old. If I live to be 80, that means 50 years. Do I think the Earth is going to end in 50 years? Get the fuck out of here. What proof do I have? Show me. What are you going to show me? You're going to show me a temple being built in Israel, and so. You're going to show me an earthquake, and so. You're going to show me 9/11, and so. A couple of wars, been there, done that. Show me what the fuck you have that's going to tell me the earth is going to end in 50 years of my lifetime, and I kiss your ass. But you can't, because you don't know. You can't show me shit, and I know you can't. I know you can't. All right, so, twin.
Yes.
How do you think the end of, well, you know your answer. You say you think it's going to implode or whatever. Do you think that natural disasters are just a part of living on Earth, or are they supposed to kind of sign?
Well, because I don't believe in signs or God or religion, it's a part of...
Oh, you're an atheist?
Yeah, I don't believe in God at all.
I'm
sorry?
Well, I sound like an atheist to you. When you listen to my show, do you think I'm an atheist?
No, because you let it be known that you... God, even though that is how you were raised, you still, it's okay for you to believe in God but still have your own opinion. I don't believe in him at all. Like, I don't care. You can show me handwritten books as you want. A man still wrote those books. So
I
I believe that too.
Which is why I believe in God, but I don't necessarily believe in organized religion. There's too many of them. There's too many books. There's too many stuff. Hence, men have meddled in it. And then, of course, I've had the show, of course, if you never listened to K100, I had the show where people say, God, you know, we had the whole debate, and God, well, if God is God, he's not going to let anything happen to the word where he knows that people are going to live by, so he's going to make sure that that's good. This is also the same God that you're saying allows things like Rwanda to happen. You feel what I'm saying? So it's not about that. You feel what I'm saying? God, in every sense of the word, for me, you know what? That's a whole other show. I can't. I'll eat up 15 minutes. But I do believe in God for those of you who don't understand that, who don't understand my train of thought and the fact that I can believe in God and still have a logical brain. I just think you're an idiot. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you. Please call back. We'll have a show that's not that serious and I won't be as offensive. Maybe. I mean, but when I talk about that, because even my mom cringes when I have my shows about and stuff like this. She's like, I know what I put inside you, the seed she planted, and she knows I know, and she know I know, and you know, and she know I know what I believe at the end of the day, which is why I pray over my damn food. You know what I'm saying? Which is why I pray before I go to sleep sometimes. If I didn't believe in God, why the fuck would I waste the air doing it? But, a lot of this shit, a lot of this man-made shit, a lot of this shit that people are talking about, I just can't do it. I can't do it with you. You know what I'm saying? Because when people remove logic out of a situation, I can't talk to them. You know what I'm saying? When people remove hard fact out of a conversation, I can't conversate with you. Because I deal in fact and logic. The only part of me that deals in faith is my belief in God. Because I, even though I know, I can tell you I believe in God. And when somebody says, well, prove he exists, I tell you I can't. I'm not one of these people who believe in God and say, I can prove it. No, the fuck I can't. I can't prove it. Okay? Just say that. You'll get people to buy into what you're believing easier. Because I can't prove God exists. Neither can my mama, neither can Creflo Dollar, neither can Joel Osteen. Okay? They cannot. I've given them a million reasons, chances myself personally to prove to me 100%, but they can't do it because I know they can't do it because if they could, I could. Because we believe in the same thing. And I can't, and I'm no dummy. I don't have to have a master's degree in theology to do it. I just simply can't do it, just like they can't. It's called faith. The whole word is faith. Get it together, people. K100 Internet Radio. I don't know. We can go back and forth about this all night. So, Twink.
Yeah.
You don't believe in God, which I'm not there with you on that. I'm not an atheist. But with that logic, you believe that the earth is going to just what, implode, get hit by a meteor, a comet? Well, actually, a meteor, not a comet, or what?
No, in all seriousness, I don't think about it because it's not going to happen in my lifetime. So because I am a selfish person, I don't care how it's going to end after I'm already gone.
Ah.
I just know.
That makes you selfish? Hmm. Does that make you? Well, yeah.
Well,
you got it, though. You think it's the end of your kid's lifetime?
I don't think at the end of my kid's lifetime.
Me either.
I believe
since my kids are already about to be preteens, that means I believe the earth is going to end in 100 years. Because the odds of them living past 110 and 107, respectively, is slim to none. Okay? It's very slim. It can happen, but it's slim. It's like winning the lottery. People just don't live that long. So that means I think the Earth is going to end in 100 years, and I just simply don't believe that. I simply don't believe it. I can't from a religious standpoint, you can't show me facts of what part of the Bible has even came to pass all the way that's going to end. Even if you want to have the faith, you can't even do that. You know what I'm saying? You can't even show me from the Bible standpoint everything in the Bible that's happened that says the Earth is going to end within the next 100 years.
People will sit and tell you, well, this happened and this scripture here says that this was going to happen and this scripture here says this.
You can tell me that and then show me and prove it to me ironclad is two different things. You feel what I'm saying? You can tell me whatever the fuck you want to tell me, but I'm going to believe when you show me the facts. You feel what I'm saying? And everybody, like my first caller, who I stayed on the phone with him for damn near 20 minutes, ate up the first hour of the show, fucking going back and forth with this guy, because he kept trying to tell me about the goddamn temple that they're building over in Israel means the world's going to end within 50 years. No.
Because somebody building something?
The temple over, you know, the great temple that they got in the Bible, and
because they're building
this temple right now, he believes the earth will end. And civilization as we know it will end within the next 50 years, which in his lifetime, since he's in his 30s and most people don't live till they be 80 something, he believes in his lifetime that the earth will end in 50 years. I said, because if you, on average, we live to be our average life expectancy for a human in this country is 70 something. I said, we're going to give you 10 extra years, say 85, maybe 90. You believe that the earth will be done in your lifetime. You're telling me within 50 years, because they're building a temple over in Israel, that means the earth is going to end within 50 years? Life as we know it, civilization? Just because they're building a temple in Israel. And even, I don't give a shit. And I know about that part of the Bible, but that don't mean shit. That don't mean the earth is going to end within 50 years. The logic behind that is retarded. It's that simple to me. And that's my homeboy, but we don't agree. It doesn't make sense. If it is going to end, I definitely don't believe it's going to end before I die or my kids. It's got to end. One more time, everybody, for everybody who's just tuning in, this motherfucker's going to end. It's inevitable. Just like you going to die, this bitch going to end. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But all the people who putting up on Facebook and Twitter because an earthquake happened in Japan and Haiti and we had 9/11, that we're coming to the end of days. Motherfucker, you should have been around during the days of the bubonic plague. Do your fucking history. Twig, I gotta go to the next caller, all right?
All right, well, I gotta go get ready for my show anyway. It was good talking to you and good shit.
All right, thanks. Michigan girl, 816, you after that. What's popping, babe?
What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show. 816, you on deck. 904 after that. I don't end my show until I take all my calls, so you guys don't hang up unless you got somewhere to be. But I don't end my show until I take all my calls who got their hands raised. 347-934-0966. But with that being said, we are into the last second hour of the show, which means if you do want to continue and let me get to you on the phone lines, you got to call in and be on the phone lines. If you're listening to me on the internet, the show stops streaming on the internet in about 15 minutes. It stops at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, streaming on the internet. So you can't listen to the show after 10 p.m. We only allow 2 hours of streaming time on the internet. But we allow 3 hours on the phone lines. So you got to call 347-934-0966 if you want to continue the conversation past 10 p.m., which is about 12 minutes from now, 9:48 my time. So, Michigan girl, first of all, you know it's Monday.
Yeah!
Anything for me?
I'm going to ask you for saying
tardy
for the party,
because
that was just so not nice.
I take that all day.
Yeah!
And a gunshot. I can't believe that was so not.
Listen, I was like, what the hell?
Because all these ignorant niggas watch that fucking whack-ass, retarded, dumbing, numb, brain-numbing show.
Who? What?
Black people. Mm-hmm. Watch that show. Housewives.
Yeah.
So I can't escape it. I got too many black friends. I got too many black female friends. And so that's how I even know what the fuck tardy for the party is. But I mashed myself again for saying
that. I was like, oh my.
So I fucking hate the fact that I'm still talking. You got me talking about it again.
I had to mash you because I was just like, oh no.
Yeah, I hate that fucking show. Episode 172. I hate everything about reality TV almost. And that's not reality. Intervention is reality TV. The first 48 is reality TV. That shit is not. Okay, that's a whole other show. I've already had my show on that whack ass shit. 816 up next, 904. Question number one for Michigan Girl. Do you think we're living in the end times, meaning the world will end in your lifetime?
Of course, we don't know, but honestly, just no, I don't think that it will end in my lifetime. But, of course, we don't know exactly when, but I just don't feel that it'll end in my lifetime.
Why don't you feel that way? Like the rest of these motherfuckers posting all this shit on YouTube and Facebook about the end of the world because of the earthquake in Japan and Haiti.
Because, like you said, and some of your other callers have said, I mean, the earth has been around for a long time. People have, you know, been on earth, and history has a habit of repeating itself. And some of these same things have happened before, like you said, other than, like, things that require technology that we didn't have back then. But natural disasters, pestilence, just all of this stuff has happened before. And every time something big happens or certain what they call catastrophic events happen, and they happen in sequence or close together, everybody gets on this, oh, it's the end of the world, we're living in the last days. I mean, we've been going through this. They've been going through this for years. When we were getting ready to go into 2000, we went into, everybody was Y2K and, oh, the world going to end at midnight and the computers going to all do. Yeah, man, I want the computers to jack up because I needed my credit cleaned up. But
I mean, I wish the print, all the print Equifax and TransUnion and Experience is fast for the crash your hand, bitch. You know what? Matter of fact, I'm gonna go ahead and pre-give props to the motherfucking domestic terrorist that goes in and blows up those servers. Thanks, homie, in advance. Yeah, I mean, really, you're a hero. You're a fucking hero, and you don't even know it yet. You're a fucking hero. really. Next question. How do you think the end of civilization as we know it will come about then? What do you think?
I mean, you know, I was raised in church. I believe in God. I have faith. So, of course, I have, you know, the belief of what the Bible says, you know, to a certain extent. I just think that the world is going to, like, I think it's going to burn up, really, and not just, but I don't know if it's necessarily because the Bible was written by man, and like you said, the Dead Sea Scrolls, like I've done, you know, I've read on all that, so I know that there are parts that were taken out to benefit and change, things were changed. So I can't fully get 100% behind it, but of course that's how I was raised, and I do believe in God, and I have a faith. So I think that some of it will come to pass, and the Bible does talk about the earth being destroyed with fire. So I think it's going to burn up, but just how, not exactly sure. And of course, scientists have all of these theories, and a lot of them think that the world may, you know, the earth may burn up too. So could be a combination.
What about 2012, the Mayan calendar? No, those were some smart motherfuckers before their time. Might have been put here by aliens, who knows, or given technology. We don't know. But
right.
They was way too smart to be fucking way back then. Some smart bastards.
Right.
No one can explain how the fuck they knew what they knew yet.
Right.
What about those guys?
I mean, I've read some of the stuff and I've listened to some of the stuff, but just for the fact that they're pinpointing it, no one knows. If you knew... You know, then that's where the part of the faith comes in because, you know, even though I know that, you know, the Bible was written by man and there were parts that were removed and possibly tampered with, my faith in God just won't let me buy into that because they say they know exactly when, and I'm sorry, no one knows exactly when the world will expire or the earth, whichever way you want to say it. So that's what keeps me from buying into that theory. I mean, they do know some stuff, and there's some interesting stuff when you read it, but just because they claim to know exactly when, I just can't buy into that.
So do you think you can believe in creationism and not believe in Armageddon?
You can believe in God and not fully believe in Armageddon. I mean, I think you have to, if you believe in God, I think you believe in some parts of it like I do, but you may not be able to get behind the whole thing because it goes back to the fact that the Bible was written by man, parts were removed. It's been proven, if you do research, that parts of the Bible have been removed. So, you know, our faith says we still don't go by this, but I just can't get 100% behind it, but I do think that there, you know, I do believe in some of it, so I think that if you believe in God, you have to believe in some of it, you know, Armageddon and the end of the world, but you may not be able to get behind all of it.
I knew when I had this show, I was going to end up having a spinoff of a show I've already had. Well, you say you don't believe in some of it, and I'm like, that's the thing about it. If you want to be an ironclad Christian or whatever religion, you got to believe in it.
I believe in it, but I'm just saying, there's like you said, there's a logical part that's like, okay, I know this was written by man. I know there were parts that were removed, and so I have faith, but it's just like, and maybe I just don't have, you know, the blind faith that some Christians have or whatever. I just can't 100% get behind it. Yes, I believe in God, say my prayers and all that, but I just can't 100% say that everything that the Bible says word for word is going to happen, because I know it's been tampered with. Stuff has been removed. Stuff has been altered to fit certain things. And, you know, so I just can't get 100% behind it. But I still believe in God. I still have faith. And, you know, that's how I was raised. But I also think about stuff and read stuff. And, I mean, you know, so
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it's hard to have the debate about the end of the world with an audience with that's 85% of the world believes in God, and then to have a debate like this or have a discussion like this on an internet radio show where people are calling from all over, the odds of me getting people on the phone, like Twink, who says she's an atheist, she's the only one on the phone line, even though me, the host, believes in God, you know what I'm saying? So. It is what it is. Stay on the phone line, because I got a couple people more, and I want to get to all these people. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. Stay on the line. 816, you're on with K100 Internet Radio. 904 and 901 is next. I see Lexi Poo and Young Pat on the line also. I'm coming to you guys. Please don't hang up. Before I even take this call at 816, hold on. You got 3 minutes, everybody. Pay attention. You got 3 minutes in order to dial. If you want to continue having this discussion with us on K100, you got to dial 347-934-0966. That's because if you're not on the phone lines, which I have people who listen on the internet and they don't dial in, but if you're on the internet listening, the show will end in 3 minutes on the internet. Blog Talk Radio only allows us to stream live for 2 hours, okay, with my subscription. And unless you're going to pay me for the other premium subscription, then fuck you. 2 hours is all you get, but you got a third hour on the phone line. So 347-934-0966. Make sure you're in a good area where your phone won't drop the signal or anything. If you can, call in from a hard line, because when you drop out, you can't even dial back into the show after the third hour goes into effect, which is 2 minutes from now. But I really appreciate you guys if you can't do that for tuning into the show. Now, 816, where are you from?
Man, I'm from Kansas City, man.
Kansas City, dog. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling into the show. Midwest checking in with me. I done had them all over tonight. I've had them all over the country tonight.
My first time calling in, man. Checking you out, brother.
Man, appreciate it, man. Thanks. What do you think so far? What you think about the show?
Oh, man, so far, you know, I like it. I like the energy and everything, man. Everything's cool and stuff, man. The topic is, it's popping, man. It's popping.
Thanks. I switch it up now. You got to call back from one of my outrageously crazy shows when we start talking about sex. And we talk about crazy stuff, politics, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing sports next week. I'm doing sports week next week. I've never had a sports week on the show. I'm going in with sports because the playoffs are about to start, and I'm an NBA fan, and the football lockout, and all kind of stuff. So I'm doing sports week next week. So I switch it up on the show. I don't talk about the same thing, all right?
For sure.
Once again, appreciate it. Thank you for calling the show. So now, episode 172, all right? Episode 172, the end of days. Oh, my bad. By the way, call it every Monday, okay, 100.
Yeah.
We have what we call Mashing Motherfucker Mondays.
Yeah!
that just gives you a chance every Monday, because we know people see all kind of crazy stuff that goes on the week, and it's beginning the work week. So we let people go ahead and vent real quick about.
Oh, that's cool right there. I can deal with that one.
anything that just pissed you off lately that you can go ahead and tell us about real quick, we'll mash them for you.
Yeah!
Anything? No.
That'll work. Now, anything? Go ahead on, my brother.
Okay, all right. I'll go ahead and jump to the questions. Do you think that we are living in the end times, meaning the world will end in your lifetime?
Well, the way I see it is like I relate more like to the Bible on this, man. It's like within Matthew 24. Like I don't know when it's going to actually begin, you know, but I know what to expect. I know what to look for in my lifetime, as far as me. So therefore, I teach my kids what to look for in their lifetime and therefore pass it on down to generations like that. So whenever it does happen, they'll be able to see the signs and see the signs that Jesus left in Matthew 24 so that they can be ready for when this thing start going down. So I can't really say it's going to end in my lifetime or their lifetime or when, but they know what signs to look for.
Hold up. I'm glad you said that. So now I got to stop you. Because what you said, per definition, if you've got a text, like Matthew 24, like you said, who gives you a blueprint and tells you what to look for, do you see everything that's in Matthew 24 happening right now?
No, we don't see it happening right now. No, people is paranoid, man, because like even with this thing in Japan, like, yeah, it says the Bible does say earthquakes going to happen in diverse places. We know that. Yeah, okay. But an earthquake, I mean, it can happen anywhere, you know what I'm saying? Any time. It's been going on for years. I mean, earthquakes is happening, not reporting. I mean, they've been having diverse earthquakes. But it has to have a bigger meaning in the Bible than just, say, Japan. You know what I mean? It has to be something bigger than that, man. And people just, like I said, they're just paranoid right now, man.
Right. So how do you, with you being religious and you believing in the Bible, how do you think civilization as we know it will come, the end of civilization as we know it will come about? Not necessarily the end of the earth. Let me make sure I make that clear.
Yeah,
because
the end of
civilization doesn't constitute the end of the earth. The dinosaurs reign ended and it didn't end the earth. So how do you think the end of civilization as we know it will come about?
Well, the way I see it is, like I said, I'm going as far as my Bible says, you know what I'm saying? And when Abomination of Desolation, who is, you know, quote unquote, I don't know if I can say this on this show, but the Pope, whenever the Pope takes his place on the Temple of David, which is going to be built right next to the Rock of the Dome, when he sits down, he proclaims himself as Almighty God, and he's going to be able to perform these miracles and all this other jazz.
Listen. You're the second caller who has brought that fact up out of the Bible. All right, on the first hour, I ate up like 20 minutes of my first hour with one caller, and he's actually a personal friend of mine. And this was his point. This was his point. Next to the dome over in Israel, the gold dome over in Israel, when they build this shrine, this temple, and the Pope, you know what I'm saying? Let me ask you this right here. Do you realistically believe, think about this now. I want you to really think about this with a rational, logical brain, brother. This is 2000 or whatever. We got the internet. We got CNN. We got a whole bunch of things like this right here. All right?
Yep.
Do you think, realistically, with all the information that we have out here about science, technology, the world, everything, you can't hide anymore. Okay? We can Google you. We can YouTube you now. Okay? You can't
exactly.
hide.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can't hide us. We're not easily tricked anymore. All right? This is not the 16th century. With that being said, do you really believe a pope who no one even, frankly, let's just keep it 100. No one is even buying into Catholicism like they used to because of the scandal that these bastards did with the whole pedophile thing. No one is even giving the props nowadays. Do you really believe that a pope is going to be able to sit on some throne somewhere and proclaim he's the Almighty, and people are going to believe it? He's going to perform some kind of miracles, and we're going to just buy into it. The world's going to follow this God, really? Now, after everything we know about the revelations of everything that Catholic Church has been through, after the fact that we know shit stinks, and we smell it, do you really believe that part right there, when that actually is going to come to pass to the point where people actually just buy into that now?
Yeah. Yeah, do you know how wrapped up people are into we could go like this, brother. All right, Christianity comes from the Roman Catholic. The Roman Catholic Church is actually the foundation of Christianity. Everybody falls up under that. Everybody that calls themselves a Christian, they fall right up under that same banner. You know what I'm saying? Because they still do the same thing as if the Sabbath day was Saturday. They changed the Christianity with Constantine the First changed the Sabbath day to Sunday, to sun god worship. Everybody falls up under that banner. Even if you're at a Sunday church, you say, I don't get down with the Catholics and stuff like that. You're still getting down because you still celebrate Christmas, do all the things that they do, that they instituted with the Catholic Church. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, you are following the banner of the Pope. And yes, when he does do this thing, yeah, it's going to be a multitude of people that's going to go there. Not everybody, not me and you. Nah. It's going to be a lot of people that's going to fall up under that, and they're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to do just as it says, man.
But the thing about it is, we have to be duped, too, over here in America. We have to follow the Antichrist. We have to be duped. How are you going to dupe us?
But if you have knowledge, listen, you're not going to be duped, brother. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people. I know I'm not going to be. I know you're not going to be because we know better. But you know it's going to be a lot of motherfuckers. You want to say it plain and simple. You know it's going to be a lot of motherfuckers going to fall for that bullshit, and you know it, and I know it.
Am I giving people too much credit? Maybe I'm giving people too much credit at this point. Because I just can't see how it's going to work.
Everybody kiss the Pope ring. Listen, wherever he go, they kiss his ring. They beat the president. Every fucking leader in the whole, every fucking person in the world, every leader in the world, kiss his fucking ring.
If I had to be president.
I won't kiss the shit either. Fuck that.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right. So, you guys
worry about this shit, brother. He's going to be the religious leader. For real.
Okay. I still don't. When he sits on that throne and he professes to claim and do these miracles, I want to know what these miracles are. Unless you take a dead baby, touch him, and he wake the fuck up, I don't know what miracle he's going to be able to proclaim.
That's the question.
What miracle is he going to do?
Do a show on that shit. What the fuck is miracle? Because I want to know, too, honestly. Because I see he's going to perform these fucking miracles.
I don't know. I'm torn on that. Show me what miracle
me
is.
Too.
Over at the temple over there in Jerusalem when he takes the seat that's going to dupe the whole world to believe in him.
Let me ask you a question, Blitz. All right, you remember that motherfucking name, David Copperfield?
Yeah.
The fucking magician. This fucker used to get on TV and fool the shit out of motherfucker, make the Statue of Liberty disappear. He fly in the air. I said, how the fuck he doing this shit? And I like to say, as a kid, you know, as a teenager, your teenager shit, I ain't know what the fuck was going on. I ain't think nothing about camera tricks, none of this shit. And they saying this shit is live. Motherfuckers are calling and saying the fucking Statue of Liberty disappeared. Like, what? What the fuck going on? But they say they over there at the site. I said, how the fuck y'all at the site? You know what I'm saying? In New York, and this motherfucker gone. I said, this is bullshit. But I'm saying I'm debating there's gonna be some shit that, you know, technology man is a motherfucker. Just like you say, we live in the age of technology. They can't fuck with us. Nobody can fuck with anybody on technology in this day and time. You gotta be a fucking idiot or a caveman not to motherfucking understand this shit. But it's gotta be something way better that's coming along that this motherfucker gonna be able to do some shit that's gonna fuck our heads up. Not ours, but these motherfuckers' heads up that's gonna follow him. It's gonna be a lot of motherfuckers.
It's got to be in order for the Bible, in order for Armageddon and the Bible to go through, the masses have to follow this person, this Antichrist and everything. And I'm trying to figure out who is this person that's going to get that many people to buy into this bullshit in this day and age. We don't even believe. I don't know. I'm, you know what? I'm giving people too much credit, I think.
It's right there. I'm telling you, dog. It's in Revelation 17. It tell you what a motherfucker, it tell you who this motherfucker is. It tell you who this woman is. It's just going to be fucking giving all these fucking abominations to all the people, telling the motherfuckers all these holidays and shit we got, right? All this bullshit. We know holidays is bullshit. So it says in Revelation 17, if you read 15 through 18, it tell you who it identifies the great city. Then you go to Revelation 17:9, and then 9 tells you where the motherfucker located, and it's located on the seven mountains. What city in the motherfucking world is built on seven motherfucking mountains? Rome. And what's in Rome? Vatican City. Plain and simple, dog. Too easy.
All right, we'll see.
That motherfucker,
well,
won't be him.
Actually, we won't see because we'll be dead. Okay, before I move on, we'll be dead. We'll see. You know what I'm saying? We'll be dead.
We can tap out on this shit.
right. Okay, so I'm going to the 901 next. They're next. But all before I move on, do you think you can believe in creationism and not believe in Armageddon?
No, man. You got to believe it all, man. You got to be all or nothing, dog. That's it. If you're a motherfucking satanic motherfucker and you believe in Satan and this motherfucking do all this shit, you got to be all in. If you're going to be an atheist, you got to be all in. If you're going to be whatever denomination of Christianity you're going to be, you have to be all in what the fuck you talk and you believe on this shit. Well, you got to be in on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a black Israelite. I believe all the way what my religion, my fucking culture, I believe all what this shit is. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm all in. I know it's going to be an Armageddon, and I know you can't have it. Just like you said, you can't have the creationism without the Armageddon. You can't have that shit. You got to have it. It got to be all in, man. You got to be.
I don't know. Well, I'm struggling with it because I believe in creationism. Man. I believe in creationism. I believe in God, but I don't necessarily believe in Armageddon, literally the way it's written word for word in the depiction that Left Behind books give you and stuff like that.
What do you think these motherfuckers talking about? How you think this shit going to end, man? Like, you think it's going to be doing boom? Jesus coming and the whole world destroyed? You know what I'm saying? That's just it? What the fuck they think?
There are there are so many other possibilities that I like to go with the I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. I think I'm going to be dead when it goes down. And I think one of the other callers, like they said, the selfish motherfucking me is like, I don't give a fuck. I'll be dead. You know what I'm saying? I hate to be like that, but I am kind of like that. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm going to be dead. Who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying?
If you would like to hear my take on it, maybe it might make you feel a little better. I don't know. I don't want my boy to die. I can't have Blizzard dead like that. You know what I'm saying?
But
you're going to come back, dog. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be right back, man. You ain't going to be going that long. Shit, you're going to be doing the radio show. Back then. This shit go down, man.
Maybe so. Hey, man, thanks for calling into the show. I'm going to the next call, all right?
All right, my man. I appreciate it, man. Thanks, man. I love your topic, dog. All
right, appreciate it. 901, you're on K100 Internet Radio.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
This is Tova.
Who?
Tova, calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, Memphis 10. What's happening, baby? Thanks for calling in. I had them all over the country. Man, Memphis, Washington, Mississippi. Rassie's in Louisiana. Michigan girl, but she's from the A now, but she's from Michigan. What was that? My homie, Kansas City. Atlanta has been on the phone. Oh, man, we got more people on the phone line. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Of course, you can't call into the show no more. So whoever's on the phone line, all you guys on the phone line, you guys make sure you stay somewhere where your phone won't drop out or something. Because if you drop out, you can't call back in to the switchboard after 10 o'clock. So we're here. I'll get to the rest of the callers, though. So, of course, like you was listening, you know, every Monday on K100 Internet Radio, we have what's called Mashing Motherfucker Monday. I just give all my calls vent about anything that's been ticking them off during the week, over the weekend. You know, you maybe went to the club and a nigga was all in your face all night because he bought you one drink. Anything. Just whatever you got. Whatever you got. Anything?
Well, Memphis in general, you know, the city's just lost. That's all. People killing each other, you know. Scandals.
I've been there. I agree with you. I'll match Memphis. They need to get up on their game. Stop being a topic of First 48 so much. Get the black people, get it together. All right. Can you get to a better area? You kind of give me a little quick. All right. But let me go ahead and jump to the topic. Episode 172. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Do you think that we are living in the end times, meaning the world will end in your lifetime?
No.
Why not?
It's not known when it's
going to
end.
So you're saying it's not going to end just because you don't know? I mean, it could possibly, though, just because you don't know, but do you feel that way? Do you feel like you're living in the end times?
Yeah.
Hello?
No.
Oh, man. Back up your phone. Yeah, your phone is doing some crazy stuff. I don't know. Excuse me. Hello?
Yeah, it's raining really bad here. And
okay, yeah, it's giving me some really bad, like, feedback. You're kind of really breaking up. But let me ask you the next question. How do you think the end of civilization as we know it will come about? How do you think it's all going to end for us as human beings?
I'm not sure. I think that it will be more man-made than anything.
Like what, a nuclear war?
I think just war and nuclear bombs and I also don't believe that there'll be any one man designated because it's too much hate. You know, people hate each other. They racist. They killing babies. They, you know, it's just too much going on. I don't think there's not going to be one particular individual human being that's going to be designated for anybody to follow. And nobody's going to follow them anyway because we're too hateful at heart.
Mm-hmm. So you think all these natural disasters and stuff that's going on, you think that's just part of nature? Is it signifying the end of days to you when you see an earthquake or a war or 9/11 or anything like that?
No, I think it's just nature.
Okay. Nature and human beings being humans because we've had wars since the dawn of our time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you believe in God? You believe in creationism? You believe in God? Okay. Do you think you can believe in God and believe in creationism and not believe in Armageddon? I mean, you just basically said the same thing. You basically said it's going to be man-made, not God, that ends the world. So you kind of you kind of believe what question four is. Can you believe in creationism and not believe in Armageddon?
I think you got to believe in all of it. But far as control and power, you know, if lightning could come out the sky, I believe in God and it's not man-made. So, but, you know, bombs, you know, people creating bombs. So it's kind of like 50-50. As a Christian, I believe in God, but, you know, as far as power in a human being, I don't believe that any one human being will have any kind of power for anything. So, yeah, the nature and the creativity and, you know, I believe in all that, but I think it's 50-50. You got to believe in it all, like the last caller said, you know. It's either all or nothing.
But he said all or nothing in the sense that if he believe in God, he must believe in Armageddon. But you're actually going the opposite of that. But you just said you're going in the opposite. Like you don't. So do you believe in Armageddon? Is the way the Bible put it? Is that how it's going to end?
Yeah.
Oh, you do believe that?
Yeah, I believe it.
Okay, so but I mean, nuclear bombs don't play a part in that at all. But you said you believe it's going to come man-made.
I believe in both. I believe that, you know, is the world ended because of a man, you know. That's our own stupidity, you know, creating nuclear bombs and kill ourselves. But, you know, I also believe that if it's written that, you know, the world's going to end, but that nobody knows. So
at the end of the day, nobody does, even though people like the priest will tell you that they know.
Yeah,
no one knows.
They don't know.
See, it's funny how in most of the religious people, they tell you no one knows the daytime or how. What they know, they don't know the date or time or whatever, but they know that. But at the end of the day, they believe they know how it came about. And I'm like, how can you know how it came about but not know how it's going to end? I don't think no one knows either one. You just believe how it came about, just like you just kind of have a feeling about how it's going to end because no one was there in the beginning.
Oh,
the people, right.
Oh yes. I think they just believe how it came about. I don't believe, you know, the documentation, you know, Adam and Eve. Well, if that was the case, then why didn't Adam and Eve write more, you know? So I think it's just a belief of what happened in certain documentation and records that was kept over certain events. But, nah, they don't know. Even as a Christian, you know, the first part of the book is very vague to me.
Right.
The creation.
Right. Very vague. Very vague is giving it props. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Very vague. To describe the book of Genesis, vague is an understatement of the fucking millennium. You know what I'm saying? If you got to use one word to describe the book of Genesis, vague is not it. It's beyond vague. You know what I'm saying? You got to find a word bigger than vague to be like, because you left out too much shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Straight the hell up. You left out too much shit. You did not break it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, really?
Yeah.
Really? You know what I'm saying? So that's what that is right there. That's like saying, oh, you got a car, how'd you make it? I just put an engine in it and some gas and we rolling. What? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nigga, that's all you gonna tell me about how this fucking machine works? It's got an engine in it and some gas and a steering wheel, crank it up. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? That's basically how the book of Genesis is that vague when it comes into the grand scheme of what we see right now in our faces, the earth and people, animals, humanity, plants. Everything, and you say it, and you do it, and you break the story down in two chapters. Yeah. Epic failure on that author. Next. Thanks for calling the show, though. All right?
Are you? All right.
Stay on the line. Don't hang up, though. I got some more callers, all right?
All right, and you have a great show.
All right. Thank you. Young Pat, what it do?
What's going on, homie?
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling the show, you dude. Shout out to Young Pat. He came out to the Key's house to the party. You feel me? The K-1s was in the building. Chainless did talking. Team Strips was in the building. We had a good time. The homie came through. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That's what's up, man. What's going on with you, dog?
Man, this has been a back and forth day, man. I had to fix the car and some old shit.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. What you got going on in Primal? Tell the people about it real quick.
Okay, so check it out, right? Saturday evening at Club Primal, yours truly, Mr. Young Pat. Well, I won't be hosting. I will be in there partying my ass off. But at the same time, compliments of courtesy of DJ A Red Money. He will be spinning three of my new songs, including Going Crazy, Popped Up, Expensive Taste. Those are my three new tracks. I actually played one of them at the party. Blizzard played it for me. Shout out to you, homie, for that. On top of that, he's going to also be playing the hit that's out on YouTube right now, Gotta Be the Man, and one that I released on K100, directly to K100, one and one only time, looking in my rear view with Fat Peck, RIP to him, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's gonna be a hell of an event. I'm going to grab the microphone at one point in the evening just because I can and I feel like it. So I'm going to give a shout out to everybody that comes out and all of that shit. Now, on top of that, if you do happen to come out, just holler at me when you get there, man. You ain't going to have to pay nothing at the door.
All right. So the homie Young Pat's going to do his thing at Primo this Saturday. You feel me? Go in there be like, I'm with One Pat. Yo, I don't know you. Nigga, I was on K100. He's in there. Now, God works, people. God works. All right, Young Pat, before we move on, it's Master Motherfucking Monday. 770653 is up next. Anything you want to mash?
Yeah, I want to mash these bitches and live downstairs because all the fucking hoes down here, dog. I'm sick. These hoes ain't right, man. These bitches put on a motherfucking chick flick and expect me to not talk shit and not drink any alcohol. Bitch, you got me fucked up. I done had about 5 beers, and I'm talking shit through the whole movie, talking about this motherfucker gay, this motherfucker half retarded. They done fucked already. Y'all talking about, nah, they ain't fucked yet. Nah, they done fucked. She over here, when he go overseas, she gonna be over here fucking this dude. And I'm just talking shit, then one of them says, well, you were right about that. She did fuck him. In fact, married his ass. I fell out laughing.
Okay. So, Young Pat's mashing the bitches downstairs. Whoever they may be, I don't know. All right, Young Pat.
They're going to redeem their stuff. They're going to buy me some pizza and some more beer. So, I mean, I ain't too much tripping right now until they get back.
Episode 172. This is how it goes on K100. You hear? These are regular people that we're talking to. You know, that's why I have Mash Motherfucking Mondays. You want to mash the bitch on the stairs. If I didn't have half a heart, I'd mash that little young motherfucking female across my motherfucking hall who keeps trying to sell me the same Girl Scout cookies every time I walk to my car, bitch. I don't want to be mean to the kids. I don't want to be mean to a kid. But every time I walk to the car, you push it up outside at the bottom of the steps. You want some cookies. Bitch, I already bought 2 boxes from you. Okay, I'm not buying no more Girl Scouts. Okay, I'm moving on. I gotta go.
I feel you.
It's just out of control. I think she's stalking me. Anyway.
They are.
Yeah, they are. It's crazy. All right, first question. Young Pat, episode 172, The End of Days. Do you think we are living in the end times, meaning the world will end in your lifetime?
Now, see, I can go about that 2 different ways. You know what I'm saying? I can go about that from the book of Revelation and how they say and even more into it, like the ancient Mayan calendar, how the calendar ends in 2012, like December 21st, 2012, some shit like that. I can go off of that because how they gonna make the calendar from the very first year, whenever the fuck they was around, and just stop it at that fucking date. It don't make no damn sense. Maybe all of them died and they was making the calendar and the rest of them ain't know how to count, that type of shit. I don't know. Or I can go with the biblical days, how they said, my man's pointed out the first caller, his first time calling in on the show, I can say that, about how earthquakes and typhoons and shit like that, started quoting scripture from the book of Matthew, I believe it was. Or I can just say that it's going to end by World War III. Because look at what the fuck America is going to start fucking World War III because we some greedy ass bastards and we want all the motherfucking oil. We done goddamn invaded Afghanistan. We done invaded Iraq. Now we're headed to Iran. Our next fucking stop is going to be Syria. Mark my words on that. And we will start World War III and it will be nothing but nuclear wars, which kind of makes sense because every country that we're invading is based upon the fact that they've got nuclear weapons. Well, when we invaded fucking Iraq, we didn't find any goddamn nukes because they didn't have any. The main fucking reason was because George Bush's redneck country retarded ass got on TV and said Saddam Hussein tried to kill my daddy. So that's why we over there right now. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. I don't know. I can go on and on.
So do you... Back to the original question, Pat.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you believe that the world will end in your lifetime? Yes or no?
I fucking hope not.
You answered the other question, but I want you to answer this one first. Do you believe it? What do you think? What do you? What's your hunch? What's your feeling? I guess you could say.
My feeling is that, I guess I could say yes, because just different things in my life have panned out the way they have.
And, that's your personal life. Man. Your personal life doesn't constitute the goddamn the your life as young Pat does not is our life as human beings and civilization as we know it is not hinging on the drama of young Pat. I mean, come on.
Nah, I'm
what do you mean?
Yeah, I'm a shallow motherfucker. I don't care, but still.
So just because your will is coming to end, all of us got to die, Pat. Okay, I'm moving on.
Nah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, not all of us, but I just feel like. You know how, like, I don't know, I'm kind of crazy, I'm kind of thought, like, I be getting different suspicions and things in my gut that tells me something's going to happen and then something does happen. Like, when my dad died, you know, I felt bad when he left the house because I don't even know why I was talking bad to him and shit like that. He was talking bad to me. We were joking around and shit, but I didn't tell him I loved him before he left. And then come later, goddamn 45 minutes, I get a phone call. Talking about, well, there was a yellow Mustang in an accident and the driver died. We don't know it's him. And I just started cussing people out and going bad on people. So I be getting weird suspicions and feelings within myself. And 9 times out of 10, the shit actually happened. Not to what I wanted it.
Are you trying to tell me you Nostradamus around this motherfucker?
Nah, I ain't saying none of that. You said that, not me.
your gut feeling, if you answer that question yes, I'm going to need for you to show me how and why, and you can't do that, I don't think, at this point. So I'm going to go to the next question.
Yeah, I can't do that, but I can't say no either because it could happen.
Of course. No one knows. That's the point. That's
right. The question. So, I mean, my honest answer is I don't fucking know.
Okay, then. You're going with Key, and you're going with, was it Key and someone else? I think it was Shay who said they just don't know. You just don't know. All right. So all these natural disasters and all this stuff, the earthquakes and all this kind of stuff that's happening, the wars, do you think that this is just the way life is on this planet, or that there are some kind of signs of what is to come?
Well, I mean, we've been having an earthquake since way before we were around. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone said that, if I remember correctly, don't quote me on it, that dinosaurs all died because of an earthquake, or it was because of a fucking meteor fell and hit the ground and burned the whole earth up.
Uh-huh.
A fucking meteor could fall and hit the ground again tonight. We don't know this. But, or a fucking earthquake could shake the whole world and everyone's done. But I honestly believe, like, because throughout the years of science and shit, they have said that stars have burned out. You know what I'm saying? Well, if the fucking sun burns out, then there's going to be no sunlight for Earth, and then there will be no heat, and then it could be a possible another ice age. You know what I'm saying? So there's different ways that shit could happen. No one is ever going to know until that day happens.
If people are even around, I think the earth will be around longer than people. People will die before the earth dies. I believe. I believe people will be extinct before the earth ceases to exist. This is my belief.
Yeah, I do agree with you because people have the tendency to kill each other. I mean, just look at how America goes and falls the fuck out of country.
Yeah.
And then you got natural disasters that hit fucking Japan, which,
yeah.
I mean, I'm keeping 100. You know, I've been posting this shit ever since Japan got hit by the hurricane, or not even a hurricane, fucking earthquake and tsunami or typhoon, whatever the fuck it was. Fuck Japan. That's what I'm going to say. Fuck them. Because you know what? The info of Japan.
I hope you're not going to say which I can't do it, Pat. Okay,
let me
Pat. He said, this is payback for World War II, for Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Young Pat has a problem with people saying pray for Japan because he feels like what happened with the tsunami, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was saying it earlier because, you know, actually that's a science note. I'm just going to say it like CNN says, the tsunami, all right? But he has a theory that, you know, that was payback for Pearl Harbor. Of course,
you know,
in fact, that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
And you know what? I know half of y'all motherfuckers on the line is cussing me out right now, and I can't hear you, but hey, big up to you. I'm not mad at you.
They did not have anything to do with World War II. The kamikazes and the people who, they are, do you realize those are baby boomers? All those motherfuckers are old farts living in nursing homes at this point. Those people that died at 30-something years old weren't even born when that happened. So how the fuck can their death be payback for Pearl Harbor from Cincinnati?
Well, now look at this one. We gonna look in the Old Testament.
Is that God paying them back?
Yeah.
That means you believe God has revenge, a human trait.
Well, now look, he proved that. He already proved that in the Bible.
God doesn't feel revenge.
But he actually encouraged, like he gave, he I don't know the right word, but when some shit in Europe, or not Europe, fucking Egypt was going down back in the Old Testament, someone fucked over the Lord, and then the Lord killed his son and the firstborn son of everyone of his family.
Of course, herein lies my problem with organized religion and stories. You paint God as being a supreme, omnipotent being that can create all and know all, and then you say that he's a jealous God, one of the most barbaric, simplistic traits a fucking man can have. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my problem with organized religion. Thanks for calling the show, Young Pat.
You already know it.
All right. So I'm ending the show. I'm going to go 30 minutes into this overtime tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Thanks everybody that tuned into the show. I really appreciate you guys hanging around. You feel what I'm saying? Hold on a second. Let me see who I got on the line real quick. Michigan girl. No. Well, nah. Actually, I know. It's only two people, so I was gonna do something else, but nah, there's not enough people on the line that actually talks. You feel me? Look, I'm gonna end the show right now. All right, but I just wanna end it in saying, for the last time, for the umpteenth time, before you people inbox me and say shit on my Facebook wall and get cussed the fuck out, and I have to get into extended debates on Facebook about this again in my inbox back and forth. I'm getting tired of typing with you motherfuckers. Believing in God does not believe you have to be a fucking idiot. I can't say it any plainer than that. Believing in God does not constitute being a dummy. All right? Start using your brain. Start using common sense and logic. All right? And go about your life living it, you know what I'm saying? Being good, you know what I'm saying? Not to be hateful and not to be hateful, spiteful, evil, you know what I'm saying? With evil in your heart, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, my belief in God does not necessarily constitute my belief in everything a man has written in a book. It's just simply that fact. I can't go with it ironclad 100%. So if you think that makes me any less of a believer in God than you, well, fuck you. You don't know shit. And that's all I got to say. K1's your internet radio, you dig? Thanks for tuning in to the show. I see you guys tomorrow for episode 173. I'm out.